Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Crews have braved a snowstorm, fierce winds, and bitter cold in the wilderness near Lake Tahoe, Northern California, to rescue six backcountry skiers trapped by an avalanche. Nine others from their tour group are still missing. The search for them goes on. The weather played a role in a massive multi-vehicle pileup in Colorado.
Authorities say four people have died in crashes involving over 30 vehicles on a Colorado interstate. The crashes Tuesday on both sides of Interstate 25 south of Pueblo occurred at a time when authorities say blowing dirt made it nearly impossible to see. The Colorado State Patrol says dirt kicked up by heavy winds caused brownout conditions. 29 people suffered injuries ranging from minor to serious. The crashes involved six semi-trailers. The patrol says another vehicle involved was a pickup hauling a trailer carrying 32 goats, four of which died. The cause of the crashes is being investigated. The lack of visibility will be considered one of the factors, but investigators say there may be others. I'm Mike Hempen.
An 18-year-old Georgia man's under arrest after allegedly approaching the U.S. Capitol armed with a shotgun.
Who knows what could have happened if we wouldn't had officers here standing guard like they do every single day.
Capitol Police Chief Michael Sullivan tells WJLA-TV the man was wearing a tactical vest, had a Kevlar helmet, and a gas mask in his vehicle. No break yet in the search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. The Pima County, Arizona sheriff says DNA found on a glove discovered a couple of miles from the Guthrie home yielded no information. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply higher. The Dow futures are up 235 points. NASDAQ futures 155 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And a big wreck already this morning. We've had one the last couple of weeks almost in the same area. BW Parkway northbound at 197. And, of course, the parkway, only two lanes each way. And it looks like we may be down to just one lane on the northbound side. The initial report said we're losing the left-hand lane. But at one point here about 10 minutes ago, nobody was moving on the northbound side. So heads up from 198, heads up from Powder Mill Road. If you're coming up the parkway, number of flashing lights there. Your other concern as we get underway this morning, fog advisories again in and around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy but mild day ahead of us, with temperatures in the mid-50s, a stray shower or two possible. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the not as cold, low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
36 degrees in White Marsh, 37 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCVM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The Baltimore County Council has passed a measure to prohibit private detention facilities. Kathy Glossmeyer called for an emergency council session last week after learning that the General Services Administration leased office space in Hunt Valley. Although there's no indication on how the space will be used, the bill is a preventive measure to stop private ICE detention centers in the future. Former county executive and current U.S. Congressman Johnny Olszewski applauds the proactive approach. And Governor Moore testified before the state's Senate Finance Committee Tuesday in support of legislation that aims to make Maryland more affordable and competitive. The governor says the measures are central to his legislative agenda by increasing transparency in grocery store pricing, accelerating housing production, and encouraging economic development where Marylanders live, work, and travel. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 449. The pick 42887. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Birds back at it yesterday in Sarasota. Day two of spring training. Day two of the tenure of manager Craig Albernaz. Also day two without Jordan Westberg. Disappointed and once again unavailable to compete for the Birds.
I've worked really hard this year with a physical therapist to get my ankle right, to get my body feeling about as good as I have my whole career up until the oblique popped up. So that was my takeaway. And again, this adds to the frustration piece that I've mentioned. Is just like I felt like I was doing everything right, and here we are again.
But Westbrook,
49-yard line. Here's Bennington, drop play, Chris Martin, and Martin picks up.
All right, Westberg behind schedule, recovering from an oblique injury. No return date as of yet for the Orioles' third baseman. Ravens news, the team will introduce their new OC, DC, and special teams coaches today. At a press conference in Owings Mills, we heard from OC Declan Doyle yesterday on the Ravens podcast, asked what he's looking for from his offense and what it's designed to do.
Everything we do is pointed, it's calculated, and it is designed to bend and stress the rules of the defense. And so it's really a relentless game plan process to make sure what we're putting on the sheet, what we're calling, what we're asking our players to do, making sure that what we're going to ask from a structural standpoint fits.
Olympic hockey yesterday, Sweden beats Latvia 5-1, setting up a Sweden-U.S. quarterfinal match today at 3:10 p.m. Canada and the Czech Republic skate at 10:40 a.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, when a coach ejects his own player. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey, and coming up with the program this morning, Baltimore County Council bans ICE detention facilities. And yes, Republicans voted for it as well. Maryland Sheriff's vow to continue to work with ICE in spite of what Governor Moore did yesterday. And that's our top story. Governor Tax and Spend Moore signing a bill, a series of bills in both Senate and House that would ban the 287G agreements with ICE. But there's a little asterisk to this entire story. We'll get to that here in just a second. But reaction from Bill Ferguson, who is one of the more anti-ICE individuals in Maryland, and the Speaker, Jocelyn Pena Melnick.
By terminating these 287G agreements today, we know that ICE will no longer be assisted or subsidized by local law enforcement.
And they're good people. And we're all immigrants.
Yeah, well, legal immigrants.
Legal.
Yeah, the illegal ones are ones that don't belong here, that snuck into our country, that broke the laws of the United States of America. So the Speaker of the House is now advocating breaking the laws of the United States. And Bill Ferguson, well, he's clueless on this particular issue. But here's the asterisk. When Ferguson says it bans assistance, it does not. Here is Mackenzie Frost asking a question of Delegate Nicole Williams and the Democrats yesterday.
In the legislation, there is not. At the voting booth, there is.
Why push this so hard if the state is still going to allow local jurisdictions to work with ICE in some capacity?
Well, the state cannot, we cannot say you cannot work with ICE. There is federal supremacy, so we cannot say that. But what we can say, and we can make it a state law, that there would not be any type of formative agreement.
So really, what does that mean? It means that ICE can still get cooperation from sheriffs. They can still call and tell them that there is an illegal alien in their jailhouse. Come get them. All they've done is to ban the actual formal agreement, the 287G agreements on paper, which was voluntary anyway with local jurisdictions. So what is this all about? This is just virtue signaling by the radical left. This is a message to the base. Hey, we hear you, and we're going to ban those nasty individuals. Individuals at ICE, but not so much. So it's not as bad as we thought. We'll hear from Governor Moore in just a second. The reaction now from Delegate Lauren Arakin, Hartford County.
I say to any sheriff who is brave enough to continue to work with ICE, do it. We have a duty, and sheriffs know this. They have a duty to protect the citizens, not listen to blowhards in Annapolis who are passing policies that are going to put people in the ground, lose lives.
All right, so Senate Bill 245 and the cross-filed version in the House are considered emergency bills, so now they are the law of the land right now, today. And the nine jurisdictions in Maryland that currently have 287G agreements, which allow detention centers to screen inmates, determine who may be in the country illegally, guess what? They can still do it. They just can't have a signed agreement with the feds in order to do it. So really, it's up to each individual sheriff, and that would be Gaylor in Harford County, Jenkins in Frederick County, DeWeese in Carroll County, Lewis in Wicomico County, and others. To just tell their deputies, hey, it's business as usual here in, and it's just, it really is laughable. This is a monumental waste. This is the first bill. Marylanders are hurting. We can't afford to live in this state. Our energy bills are skyrocketing. We were hit with the biggest tax increase in history last year. We're watching our cost of living. We're watching juvenile thugs and criminal illegal aliens, run free all around the state. And this was their first order of business, a basic smoke and mirror a ban on the 287G agreement. All right, more on this. We'll hear from Governor Westmore coming up in just a second. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, speaking of smoke and mirrors and some chewing gum and baling wire, he employs it all, folks, in assembling his daily traffic reports here on the threes. Chuck Witter.
I only deal with the truth, as you well know.
Indeed.
You can't handle the truth.
I didn't say it wasn't the truth. I just said you assemble it rather differently.
Oh, yeah, I do. I look at all my sources and proceed, Mr. Casey. The VW Parkway, and again, this has been a hot spot the last couple of weeks. Around the same time, before 6 o'clock, a wreck here northbound at 197. The report is the left-hand lane still blocked right now again, right here at the camera shot. Nobody's moving. So we're getting a lot of traffic taking the ramp to 197 to get around that. That is a big backup already and has been there since about 5:35 or so. It's already going into a half an hour, 40 minutes on the northbound side of the parkway. If you're traveling in the city up on the northwest side, we had a medic call a couple of minutes ago. They were there at Reisterstown Road at Belvedere Avenue. We're dealing with fog again this morning. Right around the Bay Bridge, very heavy fog, and then you go over towards Kent Island and down through the ramps at 404 and 50, and there's no fog there. But on the western shore, a lot of fog and caution advised as you get underway this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy but mild today, mid-50s for the high. Chance for a stray shower overnight. Temps in the low 40s tomorrow, cloudy, low 50s. Rain is possible both Thursday and into Friday as well, and temperatures remain high enough we don't have to worry about that frozen stuff, but it could be on the horizon. We'll explain later. All right, now 36... in Columbia. 35 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. And early income tax filers are seeing an 11% increase in their tax returns this year. They're calling it the Trump bump, as they should. And once that starts trickling down to the folks out there. And,
what happened to our $2,000 checks?
You know, they're still formulating that. You know, they're still, I think they're waiting to see what the Supreme Court does with tariffs. So if the Supreme Court comes back and rules against Trump on tariffs, that might be a tough check to cut. If they say, okay, your tariffs are well within your purview, then let the checks fly. Let the money show, right?
Just send us a check anyway. Exactly. Old people like me, we need it.
Actor Shia LaBeouf arrested for being in New Orleans bar brawl during Mardi Gras, which is kind of unusual on Mardi Gras. Usually you're brawless on Fat Tuesday. It's the Chinese New Year. Welcome to the Year of the Horse.
Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Why the long face?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you know that Baltimore County schools were closed yesterday?
Why? Oh,
The Chinese New Year.
You're kidding me.
No. It's either that or maybe they have this new thing with horses. I have no idea. But apparently there's enough Asian students and faculty in Baltimore County where they would have a rather significant absentee. I question that. I don't know what the numbers are on that. First time ever that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. Same.
New health study finds adults who still play are happier, healthier, and less stressed. The question
is, what is this play?
The question is, play what?
Exactly.
Chuck plays golf. Right? I would think your stress level, especially if you do a snowman on a hole, would
you ever play drinking chutes and ladders?
Would skyrocket. Or when you play D.O., Chuck, that might not be as helpful.
I played golf yesterday. Had a good round, 39 for 9 holes.
Well, that's really, really good. Mm-hmm. Would that be under par?
No, that was 3 over.
3 over. Okay. Yeah. Anderson Cooper has left 60 minutes after being on the CBS News program for nearly 20 years.
20 years. Yeah.
Here's a 60 Minutes fun fact. Anderson's entire head of white hair is the same size as one of Andy Rooney's eyebrows.
Well, he's not running to the bank to get a check.
Take shelter under it in bad weather.
Sure.
Yeah. U.S. figure skater Ila Malinin, a.k.a. the Quad God, he claims he was not ready to handle the Olympic pressure. He stumbled and fell to eighth in his figure skating routine.
It's a big fall.
Here's a little bit of a clue for you, Ilya. If you worry about pressure, don't give yourself a name with the word God in it. Okay?
For real.
Yeah. It's National Drink Wine Day, Maggie. Are you going to be celebrating? I understand you have a bottle of wine in your vehicle as we speak.
Oh, no. That's going to be a gift for someone. Yeah.
A gift?
That's going to be a gift.
Wait a minute.
I don't know who yet. I can't drink wine.
Weren't you given that as a gift?
I had a bad experience. I was, and it was and quite
so
the lovely gift it was.
So you're re-gifting the bottle
I'm
of
not,
wine.
I'm not regifting. I'm saying I'm giving it. Oh, man.
See? Got painted right in the corner.
Oh.
See how he plays the game.
We're going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. We're going to play you a little bit of a song from 1976. It's his birthday today. Can you guess the artist?
And I can't answer why.
Yes, why? Indeed, I can.
Something inside and it can't be denied.
All right, can you name that artist?
Oh, of course, it's the one and only John Travolta.
You
Vinnie Barbarino.
Correct. 72 years of age today.
Wow.
What course, a dreadful song.
That was a horrible song. It went to number 10, by the way.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, but then he kind of basically recovered.
Redeemed himself, yes.
You're the One That I Want from the Grease soundtrack. And
Grease Lightning.
And Grease Lightning, of course, and so on and so forth.
I think you should give that wine for the prize at Choose Your Fake News today.
That's right. It's nice and cold.
I don't believe we're allowed to give away alcohol, but I'll double check that.
Oh, is there like a rule on that?
Who says that? The FCC?
It's on your license. Who cares?
License.
Well, that pretty much is evident from the years that you're in this business.
That's nice. That's two.
That is two. Who was your favorite? Was it John Travolta? Was it Bobby Sherman? David Cassidy. David Cassidy.
Tony Orlando. My two men.
Okay. That floats your boat? It floats my boat, yes. Yeah, okay. And you got a chance to meet both, right?
I spoke to David Cassidy on the phone and just about fainted. But, yeah, I hung out with Tony O. What a wonderful human being. What a very humble gentleman.
Yeah. Was Dawn with him at the time?
No.
Okay.
I was his Dawn.
You were his Dawn?
Okay. She was washing dishes.
By the way,
That kind of dawn.
Yeah, that kind of dawn is right.
It takes grease out.
Update on the Nancy Guthrie case. We have the sheriff of Pima County, Chris Nanos.
I am completely, I think we put out a statement yesterday. I put it out. 100% certain that this family has been completely victimized. And the re-victimization should not occur, ever.
So they've been ruled out. The Guthrie family has been completely ruled out as a suspect. So now the question is, who? What's the latest theory? We still have the cartel. We still have a home invasion gone bad or a kidnapping that's they went after the money because Savannah Guthrie is a big Today Show host. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know if we're ever going to get... By the way, the DNA came back in the glove. No match.
No match.
No match in CODIS, which is the combined DNA index system.
They found a bunch of those laying around. I think somebody went to Walmart, got some, and just threw them around.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, nice little lack of evidence.
How not
trail.
To do an investigation, 101.
Yep.
All right, Chuck, seen a couple, 621. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
This is Gil Kuda, a registered rep with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. My opinions are my own. Please remember that our discussion will be for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen every Sunday afternoon for On the Money with Gil Kuda, where we will review general financial topics like retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security, retirement, and other financial matters. You may contact me at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. Remember, On the Money with Gil Kuda every Sunday at 5. This program is for educational purposes only and not intended to provide investment advice. Consult with your investment advisor before engaging in security transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuda is back every Sunday at 5. I'm looking forward to being back with you to answer your questions every Sunday at 5. Reach me at 410-230-1820. 410-230-1820.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23 traffic weather on the threes once again now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
One of the listeners wrote in, said Maggie's three men were arthritis, Ben Gay, and now Charlie Horse. I'm not going to tell you who wrote it.
I know who wrote it.
Yeah.
You know who wrote it.
I know who wrote it.
He's a bad man.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. I just saw two wreckers going north on the BW Parkway towards 197. I think they have the vehicles off the roadway now, and the wreckers are moving in. But we're still backed up on the Parkway northbound coming up to 197. Not much of an impact for the traffic southbound through that area. So that's good news. Fog in the area this morning. Be prepared for that. And we're just now starting to see the buildups coming south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, cloudy, mild today, mid-50s for your high. Chance for some stray showers overnight. Right now, 35, some dense fog in Ellicott City, and it is 35 in Reisterstown. We're talking about the governor signing the first piece of legislation that comes out of the general insane asylum is to do what? Is to handcuff law enforcement. That's the intent. Now, what the actual results are going to be, we don't know. But the interesting term, or use of a phrase here by Governor Moore yesterday at the signing bill ceremony.
We will continue to coordinate on shared public safety priorities, including the lawful removal of non-citizen offenders who pose a risk to public safety.
Translation, illegal alien criminals. Cleaned up for the left. They can't bring themselves to say illegal aliens are criminal. It's just not in their vernacular. It's not in their vocabulary. You got to say non-citizen offenders. But then, because he's getting a lot of criticism over, you know, we're watching Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Morin, Dakari Thompson, Todd Hines Jr. et al. He wants to make ensure the public, because public safety is priority number one, that what's going to happen or not going to happen with criminal illegal aliens.
This legislation does not authorize the release of criminals. It does not prevent Maryland from working with the federal government to hold violent offenders accountable.
So what does it do then? All it does is it bans paperwork. It bans the actual agreement, the 287 agreement, that's voluntary anyway, between these, and there was only nine. There was only nine of these counties. The vast majority of Maryland counties chose not to have 287G agreements. And yes, there will be criminal illegal aliens roaming the state as a result of these other jurisdictions not doing their job. So what they want to do is try to punish the law enforcement officials. We'll hear from the sheriffs coming up after the 6:30 news. Now, the next one is really interesting because Governor Moore is upset because ICE has more money probably than any other agency, and they have many more agents than any other agency, and we'll tell you the reason why for that.
By funding, ICE is the 13th largest military force in the world.
They are law enforcement. They're not a military force. Okay, they are law enforcement. We've seen this from the left when it's whether it's SWAT or whether it's police agencies that are using military equipment like armored vehicles. You know, because when they go in after bank robbers that are armed to the teeth with semi-automatic guns, even machine guns, whatever the case may be, they need to be able to protect themselves. And the Democrats oppose that. They don't want the police to be able to protect themselves adequately when they're going after the most heinous and horrific criminals in the world. But the reason why there's so much funding for ICE and so much, that's why there's so many agents, is because of the tens of millions of illegal aliens that were allowed to come into this country by your party, Governor Moore, led in by Chairman Joe, by Alejandro Mayorkas, and Barack Hussein Obama, who said we were going to transform America. That was the true transformation, is to let all these millions of illegal aliens into the country. That's why we have to have tens of thousands of ICE agents, and they have to have a large budget.
I agree. And also, obviously, this, again, is another Westmore audition to be president, to see how leftist and radical he can be in this state. But again, this is ripe territory. If I were running for governor against Westmore, there's all of these examples where, like, just like last week in his State of the State, the only two groups of people I heard him care about, the two protected groups in Maryland, are illegal aliens and federal government workers. He doesn't care about the rest of us at all, whether it's law enforcement, safety, energy, prices, whatever. So again, there's ripe for the taking here for anyone running for governor. You should hit more on all of these things. Hopefully yeah, save the state from us, you know, save him from us, but save him from the country as well. But hit him on all these things, not just
I think you're right. I think these candidates need to say that. Westmore, the slogan is, you know, leave no one behind. He's leaving most of Maryland behind, and he doesn't care. Other than his teachers' unions, we got to put them in there, along with federal employees and, of course, the illegal aliens, which they bend over backwards to protect. That's who they care about. Why? Mm-hmm. Because that's their funding interest. That's their voting block. The rest of us here in Maryland, they don't give squat about. So that's a great point, Kristen. Thanks. All right, coming up right after the 6:30 news, we're going to talk about the sheriffs and what they had to say about yesterday's bill signing. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680@WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. It is time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the body camera footage from a deadly police-involved crash in Howard County. The January 17th accident happened in Columbia after police attempted to stop the driver of a vehicle for speeding on northbound Route 29. Police say the driver fled and crashed in a wooded area while trying to take the exit ramp onto Brokenland Parkway. The vehicle caught fire, and the juvenile driver was pronounced dead at the scene, and her name is being withheld due to privacy laws. The officer involved in the incident is identified as Officer First Class Brian Morantonio, who is a four-year veteran of the Howard County Police Department. And city police are looking for the suspect who shot a man at a bar in North Baltimore. The shooting happened overnight Tuesday in the 3100 block of Greenmount Avenue, where Melba's Place is located. The 36-year-old victim was taken to a hospital, but there's no word on the extent of his injury or his condition. Police are trying to determine what led to the shooting. Northern District detectives are asking anyone with information to contact them or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Mayor Brandon Scott has announced the entertainment lineup for this year's AFRAM Festival. This year's performers include Charlie Wilson, The Lox, Mario, Paula Campbell, Brandon Woody, Jay Brown, P.J. Morton, and Little Mo, among others. The mayor says for 50 years, AFRAM has been a homecoming, an economic engine for local businesses and artists, and most importantly, a celebration of Black excellence. He says this Juneteenth weekend, the city will celebrate 5 decades of culture, community, art, music, and art at Drood Hill Park. The free 3-day event takes place from June 19th through the 21st, from noon until 9 p.m. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
6:32 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a big one for you. There's a wreck in the right tube southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel just dispatched by Baltimore City. And already the tunnel police and the toll facilities police are there blocking the right tube already. So it's in the right tunnel southbound. The traffic that's in there is getting out, but now they're going to block the right tube. Everybody's into the left tunnel southbound already. We'll get a delay back to O'Donnell Street. There's a medic unit coming into the area as well. So this is going to be a problem. Very quickly, we'll back us up on 95. Already, the old Harbor Tunnel is backed up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So it's going to be an early problem again. Hopefully, they can clear it very quickly. But right now, the right tube is closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel on the southbound side. DW Parkway still slow northbound. Wreckers are in there. The wreck is northbound 295 at 197.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy but mild day ahead of us. The temperature's in the mid-50s, a stray shower or two possible. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the not as cold, low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
What a great story Trevor Rogers has become, acquired in the trade that sent Kyle Stowers and Connor Norby to the Marlins. Rogers turned an extremely disappointing 2024 debut season with the Birds into an extraordinary 2025. The left-hander was asked what he held on to that kept him going during the hard times.
I think in the back of my mind, I always knew what I could do. Go through life, and life's going to suck sometimes, and you never know when it's going to turn around, but I know for certain it'll never turn around if I quit on myself. So
Rogers set an Oriole franchise record last season, allowing just two runs or less in 15 consecutive starts. Elsewhere in baseball, MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark resigned yesterday, leaving the union without its longtime leader less than a year before the expiration of MLB's collective bargaining agreement. An internal investigation conducted by the MLBPA revealed an inappropriate relationship with his sister-in-law, who the union hired in 2023. Clark was being investigated for financial improprieties as well. Ravens news, the team holding a morning press conference to introduce their new coordinators under head coach Jesse Minter. Although he won't call the plays, it'll be the third go-round for Anthony Weaver as a defensive coordinator, first with the Texans and the last 2 years with Miami.
That first year in particular, I thought we played outstanding. This year, I thought we had a little bit growing pains early, started to play better throughout the year, but I have the utmost faith in my ability to do the job and to teach people and to be a uniter, and I know we can get that done here.
The Maryland football making a change in the coaching ranks, hiring Clint Trickett to replace Pep Hamilton as the team's offensive coordinator. Under Hamilton, the Terps were last in the Big Ten in rushing a year ago. Trickett will be the fifth OC in Mike Locksley's eight-year tenure in College Park. College basketball, a wild scene last night in East Lansing, Michigan. UCLA and Michigan State, the Spartans hammering the Bruins by 27 with 4:26 to play, and then this happened.
Long cross-court pass. We'll get a free run for Cooper. Gets fouled hard from behind by Jamerson, and Cooper gets right in Jamerson's face because of the hard foul. Jamerson stood his ground. Now remember, Jamerson, a student here at Michigan State. Mick Cronin says, "I want you out."
Yeah, Mick is sending.
Wow.
The call on NBC Sports, UCLA head coach ejecting his own player, Stephen Jamerson, for the hard foul. The Spartans would go on to win it 82-59. And finally, a sad note to pass along from the world of basketball. Legendary Nuggets head coach Doug Moe has passed away. Moe coached the Nuggets in their heyday, taking over the team in the 1980 and guided the franchise to one of its most successful decades, making the postseason 9 straight years and leading the league in scoring 6 times. The great Doug Moe was 87 years of age. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it'll be a year like no other in Baltimore sports.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
You know, it's interesting, Sean. There was a time back in the day, 60s and 70s, when Baltimore was really the sports capital of the country.
Sure.
Right? With the Orioles doing what they did, World Series appearances, the Colts obviously doing what they did. I think both teams at the same time.
And the Bullets.
Although they never won a championship in Baltimore, they were very competitive.
With the Bucks and the Knicks as well.
Yeah.
And I think at one time, Baltimore football and baseball had the best records in their leagues over a 10 or 12 year period. But my point is, this is the first time in Baltimore sports history that both the baseball team and the football team enter a season, 2026, with a new head coach or a manager at the same time.
Wow. First time ever?
First time ever. Minter for Baltimore football, obviously, and, of course, Craig Albernaz for the Orioles. So, you know, it's just an interesting thing, the way that the fortunes teams, you know, from year to year, from decade to decade, they go up and down, but now both teams looking for a new way to go.
Both teams
teams were favored to compete for championships last year, and it ended badly for the Orioles, and the Ravens kind of sputtered at the end. I did notice that the Ravens, again, are listed as one of the top five Super Bowl favorites.
It's interesting. I understand that because of the talent on the roster, but how can you possibly say that
I know.
When you come off an 8-9 season and you got all these question marks?
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking about, again, the banning of the 287G agreements, the ICE, that. Again, now we're finding out that it really has no teeth. So the sheriffs are speaking out, many of the sheriffs that we've talked about here in the past on this program, including Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, who says he's willing to fight.
I'm willing to fight that fight because I know this program has kept my county safe.
It has kept Frederick County safe for the large part. And Jenkins went on to say that, look, they're going to find somebody to file litigation, to file a lawsuit against the state of Maryland, against the Democrats and their attempt to get rid of the 287G agreements.
But I think our challenge is as sheriffs, I think the challenge here is for us to find legal representation to get this into the courts. We all have certain constitutional authorities that I don't believe the legislature can just upend like this.
And Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese, who's running for re-election, by the way, he says that he didn't see anything in this bill that's going to stop him from assisting, aiding, and or cooperating with ICE.
The bill bans the agreements, and in typical Annapolis fashion, they supply no alternative. ICE is not going away, and there has to be a process of communication with them. So I will create a policy within my office to continue working with ICE. It won't look much different than what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, except there'll be no formal signed agreement with the federal agency, DHS and ICE. Sheriff Gaylor of Harford County says this is only going to lead to more, not less, ICE agents in Maryland.
Doing away with 287G has been sold by some legislators as the solution to getting ICE out of Maryland. The opposite will happen. You will still see ICE, probably in greater numbers, doing the mission that they are lawfully charged and required to do.
And that was earlier in Annapolis. Sheriff Lewis of Wicomico County was not able to make that press conference, but I'm sure his sentiments are along those lines of these other three sheriffs.
52% of Marylanders want to see these agreements stay in place.
Annapolis is trying to pull a quick one on people.
The governor makes the argument he's trying to make the streets of Maryland safer. He is doing just the opposite when he signs this bill.
Yeah, and you look what happened last weekend over the President's Day, according to ICE, child grooming, sex, lewd acts with minors, including some under the age of 14, possession of child porn, domestic assault, assault with a deadly weapon, stalking, and drug trafficking were just among some of the worst arrests from President's Day weekend. And according to Tricia McLaughlin, the Assistant Secretary, by the way, she's leaving. She is stepping down from her position. I don't know why. But she was actually scheduled to leave in December, but she's leaving there now. So maybe now it's interesting. I have heard a rumor that she might be considering a run for office. And that would be interesting because she's a MAGA warrior. In any event, she pointed out that nearly 70% of ICE arrests are of illegal immigrants, either charged or convicted of a crime in the United States. Nothing will stop ICE law enforcement from removing them from American communities, according to the statement from DHS. So that was their reaction yesterday to Governor Moore and the giddy Democrats like Billy Ferguson and Jocelyn Peña-Melnick. Saying that we're all immigrants. I was born here. So I'm not an immigrant to this country. I was born in Denver, Colorado, at Fitzsimmons Army Hospital. So I am not an immigrant to the United States. So that is a bogus, facetious statement made by the Speaker of the House. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I was born at home in Baltimore City.
You were? At home?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Apparently you there's a line there, but I'm gonna take the high road here this
My
morning.
Mother wouldn't like it, so leave it alone.
You're right, your mother would not like it. I will leave it alone, but you know what the line is.
They turned around, they slapped my mother when I was born. They slapped her again when I was 50 years old. They said, he's still around.
Yeah, he came out backside first. He said, look, twins.
Never changed over the years, did it, Mr. Casey? The southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. Oh, my God. All right, here we go, folks. The right tube is closed and been closed now for about 15 minutes. Southbound 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Left tube only is open right now. So 95 working its way back towards the Eastern Avenue ramp. Eventually, that's going back to Moravia Road. Already, the word gets out. And 895 southbound already, right now, is backed up to Moravia Road. So that's going to be a 30-minute delay at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And we'll see what happens with this right too. But it's working its way very quickly to 20 to 30-minute delays southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Two lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Only two lanes available on 895 as you come southbound at the detour route. But at least 895 is moving. You have access there. But we're down to 50% capacity right now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We still see some brake lights. Has a pretty bad wreck earlier on the BW Parkway northbound in Prince George's County at Route 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday hump day. Mostly cloudy, mild, mid-50s for the high today. Stray showers perhaps overnight. Right now, dense fog advisory is in effect. 35 in the city, 34 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
That's Pavice.
It's Pavice.
Satan. All right, Conagra Brands, they've launched a new Banquet and Mega Breakfast Bowls.
Ooh.
There's the Meat Lovers one, Maggie.
Ooh.
Bacon, sausage, and gravy.
You can't have enough meat.
30 grams of protein.
Flag that.
Yeah. Yes, especially if you're Charlie Horse. A little horse meat joke there for you. Remember last year we talked about Kraft Heinz? They were getting a divorce. They were no longer going to be a combined company. Well, they've canceled their demerger plans, and they're choosing couples counseling instead. So, don't know the reason behind the split. Apparently, they thought both of their brands were iconic, and they are getting muddled in between the Kraft Heinz moniker. But now they've figured out a different way to do a lot. They're one of the biggest food manufacturers in the world.
Yeah. Well, they'll catch up one day.
Oh, there it was. I paused just long enough for that to plant in his mind. Costco is finally letting you order custom cakes in their app. So if you ever stood in Costco's bakery aisle squinting at the clipboard like it's a government form, this is for you. So again, the custom cake ordered now into the digital age. You can order your custom cake. All you have to do is download the app and send it into the bakery. And of course, I'm not sure if there's a deposit required because I'm thinking anybody could do that. So they might ask you to pay up front. I haven't used it yet, so I don't know. But I've never had a Costco cake. Have you, Maggie?
Neither have I.
Yeah.
Have you, Chuck?
I've never been in one.
Yeah. Oh, I've never been into Costco.
Neither have I.
Oh, okay.
I hear everybody else talking, raving about it.
It really is a great way to save money on like paperware and stuff like that, paper towels, toilet paper, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the only thing is, all their food that is like, it's just me and my wife, so we can't have either. You get these big meals, and then you got to eat half, and then you freeze half because certainly they're humongous. But
quick update,
sir, go right ahead.
Medicaid had just left the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so that may be a little bit of encouragement.
Yeah, that is good news.
They're on the way to the hospital, so hopefully now they just have to get the cars out of there.
Right. All right, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you in a couple. And let's see, some reaction into the governor's 287G signing the bill, basically banning cooperation with the formal agreements. Marty says they're deflecting from Maryland's real problems. And it's not about immigration or protecting immigrants. It's about resistance and opposing everything President Trump does. If it were about immigration, there would be legislation to fix the broken immigration system, deal with DACA, and to protect immigrants from criminal aliens. Well, they can't do that at the state level, but certainly at the congressional level, they would be able to do that. Another suggestion is move the Social Security offices from Woodlawn and turn the 3 million square foot campus into the nation's largest ICE detention center. Remember we had Saul used to call in from Woodlawn? That was the guy that ran all the office pools with his little clipboard. Paz says the National Counterterrorism Center estimates approximately 18,000 known or suspected terrorists entered the United States during the Biden regime's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan and its open border policies. Yet knowing this, pro-criminal politicians like Governor Moore take action to impede the ability of federal law enforcement to eliminate the threat. Yesterday, Moore not only placed the lives of Marylanders at risk, but also the lives of citizens throughout the United States. Yeah, it's not like we have walls among the states here where you can't travel freely from state to state. And even if you got like a lot of sanctuary states, it could be next door or whatever. Even if you had weren't a sanctuary state, and if you had 287G cooperating, let's say in Virginia, which wouldn't do that now, but maybe Pennsylvania would, nor would Delaware. Anyway, it doesn't apply here to this part of the country. But even if you were a state fully cooperating with ICE, remember that the state next door, if it doesn't, it's meaningless because there are no walls. There's nothing to keep the criminal, illegal alien that has been welcomed and given all sorts of comfort and assistance here in Maryland from traveling to other states that do have cooperation agreements. All right, 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Still to come up next, we're going to take a look at the Baltimore County Council gets into it, banning ICE detention facilities. And yes, two Republicans voted with the Democrats on this one. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman. At our law firm, we're keenly aware of the huge inconveniences our clients face when they're victims of an auto accident, losing your vehicle and needing a car rental, or negotiating a total damage. Making certain that our clients receive the best medical treatment possible, recovering any lost wages, and finally, assuring a satisfactory monetary award, either by settlement or in court. All in the hope of relieving our clients' burdens. Along that line, our firm does not believe in nickel and diming our clients who are already suffering. So there's no fee for the property damage recovery, no fee for filing and distributing the personal injury protection PIP benefits, no charge for postage, no charge for photocopies. All, by the way, fairly revolutionary in our business. And of course, there's never a fee if there's no recovery. So for a free, no-obligation consultation, call us at 410-363-6848. The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, representing injured victims in the Mid-Atlantic region for over 35 years.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's happened again. An Obama-appointed U.S. District Judge, Paula Ginnis, has ruled that ICE cannot re-detain Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the margarita-drinking pal of Senator Van Hollen. And again, the illegal alien from El Salvador facing human smuggling charges. He's long been on the radar of U.S. Law enforcement. Judge Ginnis said the government made one empty threat after another to remove him to countries in Africa with no real chance of success. From this, the court easily concludes, there's no good reason to believe removal is likely in the reasonably foreseeable future. Since when do judges set immigration policy, immigration rules? They don't. Congress, they basically pass the laws, and the executive branch enforces the laws. And the judge is just there to make sure that the constitutional rights of U.S. citizens are not thrown under the bus. But we all know that Kilmar had ties to MS-13, had ties to sex and human trafficking, was a wife beater, and became a poster child for the Democrat Party. So once again, this is judicial activism. And again, some of these judges are going to have to be held accountable in the future. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, just saw the wrecker go into the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So, again, that's progress. The medic unit has left. Now the wrecker is in there get this vehicle out of there and get this right tube back open. It's been closed now for at least 25 minutes or so. The damage has been done. 95 is now backed up to Moravia Road. Only the left tube is open southbound on 95. And, of course, everybody back in Rosedale gets the word about that. And 895, the old Harbor Tunnel, is basically sitting still at the ramp also at Moravia Road. 30-minute delays already with the heavy traffic south. Hopefully we'll get the right tube back open here in the next 10 minutes or so. Had a big wreck early this morning. Still slow. BW Parkway northbound. The wreck was clearing with the wreckers there, but the backups are still there northbound on the parkway at Route 197. And as Sean mentioned a short time ago, definitely some heavy fog in and around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That was really heavy when I was driving in this morning. It was thick as pea soup or whatever they say.
But the last time I looked on the eastern shore, like Kent Narrows down to 5404, there was no fog there.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Actually, I had to use the fog lamps this morning on some of the roads because that's all the way I could see the lines on the road.
Yeah, you're right.
It was that thick. All right, thanks, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Yep. By the way, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild today, 55 or so. Right now, 35 and 7, 38 and cloudy in Ocean City. So, jumping on the bandwagon, the Baltimore County Council, which is a bunch of Democrats and rhinos, and they by a vote of 6-1. At a packed emergency council meeting called by County Executive Kathy Stealthmeyer, they changed the county's zoning regulations to prohibit private detention facilities and stopping the county from issuing permits for them effective retroactively to January 1 of this year. All four Democrats, as well as two Republicans, David Marks and Wade Katch. Okay, these are two Republicans now selling out the county so that we can't have any kind of ICE detention facility or whatever here in case, you know, we needed it. And so they're siding with the Democrats to protect criminal illegal aliens. Todd Crandall, the Dundalk Republican, was absent from the emergency session. Here's Julian Jones outside the courthouse yesterday.
I am hopeful tonight that my colleagues will join me and voting for the emergency legislation.
Yeah, everyone but one did, including these two sad sack Republicans, Marks and Wade Katch. Got to get rid of these guys, okay? There's new county council folks running, and Marks and Katch have got to go. Jones said he doesn't want Maryland to become the next Minnesota.
When I look at what happened in Minnesota, how much money they spent, I don't want those things to happen here.
Yeah, the Tampon Tim and Small Fry in Minnesota have sent a bill of $203 million to the federal government for alleged damage that they caused. Okay? What about the damage that they caused from George Floyd with his lack of enforcement? I don't think this bill is going to go anywhere. But again, there's a comparison to Minnesota. And last night, the county council did vote 6-1. Izzy Patoka announcing the bill had passed.
1426 is hereby declared an emergency measure and will take effect on the date of the enactment, which is today.
All right. So there it is. That's Izzy Patoka. And Fox 45's Vince Hill grilling both Jones and Patoka about whether or not they've actually seen any ICE agents personally in Baltimore County.
To be clear, you haven't received any confirmation that ICE plans to build a detention center here in Baltimore County.
That is true. Again, I don't want to wait for the barbed wire to decide to act.
Yeah, he's jumping the gun. I don't want to wait. I don't want to get rid of ICE now. I don't want to see ICE. You know, you see one ICE agent, then 1,000 follow. And both of these individuals, who, by the way, are running for county executive, this is all about appeasing their radical left-wing base in Baltimore County.
Have you personally seen any ICE activity here in Baltimore County?
I personally have not seen any.
Have you personally seen ICE activity here in the county?
I have. I had it reported to me.
Have you personally seen means you've eyewitnessed it. And he says, I've had it reported to me. You can't. This is just, these people are dumb as a box of rocks. And they want to be your next county executive. Julian Jones is sending out a message to federal law enforcement that you're persona non grata in Baltimore County.
Obviously, they're not welcome as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, not welcome. Not welcome to come in and take off the streets murderers and rapists and kidnappers and sexual people with sexual assault and predators and pedophiles. You're not welcome in Baltimore County. Like, you've done such a wonderful job yourself. We pray for new leadership for Baltimore County. Otherwise, we're gone, folks. 659, Vinny Steele is going to help sell your home, especially if we move into the crucial spring period. We're up just about a month away from springtime, and now's the time to make sure your home is ready for the spring selling season. And Vinny or one of his agents will come out, talk with you, visit your home, look at the home's condition, whether it needs repair, whether it needs some staging, whatever it needs. And if it does need fixing up, then you don't have to do it. With the Fix-It program, Vinny will hire the contractors, get the work done, and then we'll deduct the cost at settlement, so you don't have to be bothered with it if you don't want to. So all sorts of different programs, but the most important one is once you sign on the dotted line the contract, after you've agreed to the asking price and the time frame in which you'd like to sell your home. If it doesn't sell for that price, Vinny buys it. And he can do that because he's got a database of 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So once you sign, your home is sold. That simple. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, online at vinnysteele.com. Coming up next, the Maryland Republicans want the Empower Charge to be wiped out. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Braving the worst of winter weather, rescue crews are searching for 9 backcountry skiers missing near Lake Tahoe, California. The skiers were caught in an avalanche. 6 others have been rescued. 2026 National Religious Broadcasters Conference continues today in Nashville, bringing together over 3,000 Christian broadcasters from as far away as Israel, India, and Australia. Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, says NRB 2026 reminds attendees that they must stand firm in their scriptural beliefs, even as chaos swirls around the globe.
The tendency in a fallen world is towards decay. You know, energy dissipates into non-energy. Orthodoxy dissipates into liberalism without an awful lot of attention. And so I'm very thankful to be among the evangelicals who are very glad to hold fast to the faith once for all delivered to the saints. And, you know, even at the movement at NRB, over time, this organization has learned that it has a very important gatekeeping responsibility there. And so I would say, theologically, what you see here is a lot healthier than you would have seen here even, say, 30 years ago.
Dr. Moeller singled out Christian Talk Radio as one of the most powerful delivery systems for reaching millions of listeners with the gospel. Police in the Nancy Guthrie investigation say DNA from a glove was found 2 miles from the Guthrie home did not match anything in a national criminal DNA database. No word on what his plan was or if he even had a plan. An 18-year-old Georgia man under arrest after allegedly approaching the U.S. Capitol wielding a shotgun. President Trump says the feds are ready, willing, and able to help fix a massive spill of raw sewage into the Potomac River near D.C. He says all that state and local officials have to do is ask for federal help. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 175 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 132. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This has now become a major delay on 95 southbound and 895. The right tube still closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel on 95 south. The left tube is open. It was a wreck in the tunnel. Still trying to get the vehicle or vehicles out of the right tunnel. The backup now, catch this, we're backed up all the way back to the split. That's at 95 and 895. And now 95 is backed up from almost Kenwood Avenue. That's up near the Beltway, coming down through the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So if you take that section of 95, tie it into the backups at both the harbor tunnels, now the tail end of that, that's an hour delay coming south on 95 from the Beltway, trying to get down eventually into both the harbor tunnels. The wreck on the BW Parkway on the shoulder, trying to clear it, but still slow in Prince George's County, northbound 295 at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy but mild day ahead of us, with temperatures in the mid-50s, a stray shower or two possible. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the not-as-cold, low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
35 degrees in Owings Mills and 35 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore County Police are investigating the death of a man in Dundalk as a homicide. On January 13th, police were called to the 2000 block of Kelmore Road in reference to a burglary. When officers arrived, they found 51-year-old Christopher Stafford unresponsive with trauma to the upper body. He was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead on February 13th. The Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a police use of force incident that left a man critically injured in Woodlawn overnight Monday. Police responded to the intersection of Security Boulevard and Whitehead Court for a welfare check on a man who had been sitting in a vehicle there for an extended period of time. And when police approached, the man exited his vehicle and moved toward the officer, and something led to the use of force. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 449, the pick four, 2887. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw, with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Always great hearing from former Oriole manager Buck Showalter, one of the most respected voices in baseball. Here he is on what newly acquired Chris Bassitt brings to the Orioles rotation.
You know, every season has its ups and downs. The thing about Chris, he doesn't let things snowball. If he has a clunker, he's going to be the same guy in the clubhouse the next day. He's not going to blame anybody. He's going to come in and go, let's get after it. He's going to do the drills in spring training like his first day in Little League.
Consistency and stability, the key attributes for Chris Bassitt, top 10 in the majors over the last 5 years in both games started and innings pitched. Olympic news, U.S. picking up 3 medals yesterday, 6, 10, and 5 now, gold, silver, and bronze, 21 total. Third place behind Norway with 31, Italy with 24. Today's headliners, Michaela Schifrin going for gold in the women's slalom, men hockey in the quarterfinals taking on Sweden at 3:10 p.m. One game is already underway already. Slovakia leads Germany 1-0 at the end of one period. Golf news, Tiger Woods hosting the Genesis Invitational this weekend in Pacific Palisades, just outside L.A., talking about his health issues and a potential comeback.
I've had a fused back and now a disc replacement, so it's challenging. And
I entered a new decade, so that number is starting to sink in.
And Woods, now 50 years of age, not ruling out a return to professional golf as early as this year's Masters. He hasn't played in any event since the Open Championship at Royal Troon in 2024. Coming up in 30 minutes, what a Declan Doyle-led offense will be designed to do. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
An hour from now, Republican gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox is scheduled to join us and his solutions to Maryland's energy crisis. Right now, you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, will the Senate ever vote on the SAVE Act? And Chuck Schumer finally admitting the truth. We've got Governor Moore, his regime, aiding and abetting senior trafficking here in Maryland. We'll explain. Our top story here today is Maryland Republicans want the empower charged on your BGE bill to be wiped out. A bill to repeal the empower Maryland surcharge heard in the House Environment and Transportation Committee yesterday. Republican lawmakers support the measure, arguing that the bill would bring relief to ratepayers, while the Democrats are arguing the program has saved money through energy efficiency programs. Delegate Brian Chisholm talked about the bill before the committee yesterday.
And we need to provide some real relief to our ratepayers. That's what this bill aims to do. Looks to do three things. One, stop the Empower program immediately. Two, stop the Empower surcharge immediately. Number three, pay Empower off.
The Empower fee, which depends on usage, can range anywhere from about $20 to over $100 in some cases on individual bills. It's based on usage and much more on some of these businesses. And according to Chisholm, this was a great deal for BGE.
What they did is said, listen, we're going to go to the utilities. We're going to ask the utilities to pay for a lot of this, all these benefits up front, to the tune of $800 million. We're going to pay you 9% interest. I don't know how they got that deal, but that is the greatest deal going. That's why, you know, utilities or electric company are on the monopoly board where they are, because they're making a ton of money. They got a great deal. And the problem is our ratepayers have been paying that for almost 15 to 20 years. I think that needs to be paid off immediately.
Yeah, and look, BGE gets a great deal. The Maryland General Insane Asylum, Democrats get a great deal because they get lobbied. They get donations from BGE et al. Who gets screwed? You and I do. So this is welcome to Maryland, because that's the way business is done here, and you keep voting for it. Not you maybe individually, but as a state, we keep voting for this insanity. Now, the Democrats are saying, well, wait a minute. This is actually saving us money. They're claiming that it might save upwards of $16 billion, according to the Sierra Club.
Important, because there's a lot of talk about how much Empower costs, but there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of talk about how much money Empower saves.
To talk numbers, the program has saved $15.8 billion in lifetime savings, compared to a cost of $4.6 billion.
A surcharge that I see on my bill every month, and I think of you every month, that goes towards paying down that debt, but it also goes to current programs as well.
Yeah, well, look, this bill repeals the Empower surcharge. It does not repeal the Empower Maryland program itself. So if BGE, out of the goodness and kindness of their heart, wants to continue with this, with X amount of their profits or whatever, proceeds, going to the Empower to, remember the fuel fund? We always have that. And now with this Empower surcharge can, it's like, I looked it up, it was my bill, it was $30. All right, so it was $30 every month. That's almost $400 a year just in that surcharge alone. And there are other surcharges based on Democrat policy. So, again, I'll get the House bill for you here in just a second, get the number. But we should urge your delegate to support it. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the right tube has been reopened in the last 7 or 8 minutes southbound at the Fort McHenry tunnel. So now we're moving with all four lanes once again. The backup, though, is all the way back onto 95, back to the bridges at Chesico Avenue. 895 is backed up beyond Moravia Road and again back to the city county line. So we're not out of the woods by any means. All of that traffic still has to come south, and we're going to be concerned with that. 45-minute delays right now, at least southbound 95. And 895, they moved the accident, by the way, that was in the right tunnel down to the painted out area at Key Highway. So you'll still have a visual delay there as you're coming out of the right tube on the southbound side. BW Parkway was a little bit slow yet. The wreck was on the shoulder northbound at 197. And I just got word there might be a wreck here northbound I-95 around 198 between there and Route 216. We're checking on that for the traffic coming up towards Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day. Cloudy, mild today, 55 for the high. Chance of some stray showers overnight. Lows in the 40s. And right now we're looking at some dense fog. 36 in the city, 35 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, as we've been doing all week long, we've been excerpting some of Marco Rubio's excellent speech for the Munich Security Conference, one that got a standing ovation, one that has got great reviews, and it was sort of like, good cop, bad cop. The bad cop last year was J.D. Vance, the good cop this year, Marco Rubio, but the message pretty much is the same as he tries to bring Europe along with us, not against us.
The fundamental question we must answer at the outset is what exactly are we defending? Because armies do not fight for abstractions. Armies fight for a people. Armies fight for a nation. Armies fight for a way of life. And that is what we are defending. A great civilization that has every reason to be proud of its history, confident of its future, and aims to always be the master of its own economic and political destiny. It was here, in Europe, where the ideas that planted the seeds of liberty that changed the world were born. It was here in Europe where the world, which gave the world the rule of law, the universities, and the scientific revolution. It was this continent that produced the genius of Mozart and Beethoven, of Dante and Shakespeare, of Michelangelo and Da Vinci, of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And this is the place where the vaulted ceilings of the Sistine Chapel and the towering spires of the great cathedral in Cologne, they testify not just to the greatness of our past or to a faith in God that inspired these marvels. They foreshadow the wonders that await us in our future. But only if we are unapologetic in our heritage and proud of this common inheritance can we together begin the work of envisioning and shaping our economic and our political future. Deindustrialization was not inevitable. It was a conscious policy choice, a decades-long economic undertaking that stripped our nations of their wealth, of their productive capacity, and of their independence. And the loss of our supply chain sovereignty was not a function of a prosperous and healthy system of global trade. It was foolish. It was a foolish but voluntary transformation of our economy that left us dependent on others for our needs and dangerously vulnerable to crisis. Mass migration is not, was not, isn't some fringe concern of little consequence. It was and continues to be a crisis which is transforming and destabilizing societies all across the West.
The key quote in there is that deindustrialization was a choice. Again, the this was voluntary. This was done to offshore, to kill our manufacturing base, to make the United States, which was growing in force and in stature. This was, you know, the British don't like it. The Europeans don't like it if we get too strong. And so this was done by choice. And this is going to change. President Trump is reinstalling the American system. Kristen, I know you wanted to comment.
Can I just say real quick, and I know, judging by my social media feed, I'm in the minority here, but I didn't really love the Rubio speech, and I just feel like it's too nice to so many of the leaders, and maybe you catch more flies with honey and all that, but I feel like we've been trying that for decades, and I feel like Trump, with his kind of harsher, you know, the tariffs, and there's consequences, at a certain point, you just can't convince people to do the right thing by a beautiful speech. So maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Do we need Europe as much as Rubio was? It seemed like we were trying. I mean, I understand that makes our job easier, but I feel like they need us more than we need them. We're always the ones that have to bail everybody out.
Yeah. Well, two things, I think. One, Rubio would not have delivered the speech if Trump wasn't okay with it. Okay. Two, the message here, in a nice way, is we're no longer going to be your defense. You're going to have to learn to defend yourselves. And that's the kind of ally that we are looking for. So you just can't squander money on socialism and mass migration, because that is impacting Western civilization. And we're not going to be the last man standing. That's the message here. And Vance and Rubio.
I hope it was.
Well, I think it was. If you go, maybe you should back to read the whole speech. I don't know if you saw the whole speech or not. But to me, that was my takeaway from it. And I think a lot of people are praising Rubio. Now, again, maybe a lot of people didn't like the honey approach than the vinegar approach that Vance gave him last year, but eventually you got to give people some incentive to want to do something. And
I get it, but I feel like we have done that for a long time.
You're right.
And with Trump, we have a small window of sometimes you got to be the tougher guy. So that's just me. That's just my opinion. We can agree to disagree.
No,
but
well,
I just felt like we were sliding back to pre-Trump, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go back there. So my opinion.
If you go back and you parse the words and you read not only exactly what he said, but read between the lines, it really is the Trumpian approach, but packaged differently than the Vance approach was last year, I think.
I like the Trump approach.
All right. 7:21. And again, that's always 395 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
And of course, you'd have to either heard the whole speech or read the speech. But if you want to, you can react to whether you agree with Kristen that, not crazy about it, or with me that I think that it was effective, but just a different style. Town Appliance is a great place to go and get your appliance needs, whether it's a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade. Go see my friends Mayor, both run the place. They've got the best showroom in all of Baltimore. Stunning. Over 70 different brands on display. They're expanding the showrooms, and now you get to see everything in kind of real-world application, how your kitchen would look with a Sub-Zero in it, or whether you've got an entire stainless steel kitchen. Doesn't matter. They have outdoor barbecue equipment, grills, and so on and so forth. They've got everything at Town Appliance, so check it out. 5-star customer service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. Right off Reisterstown Road, Knowings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashaw from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through 7 blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! No. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Someone had sent an email in. They said, because I was talking about this the other day, rubbing the belly of Buddha Johnson, for good luck. And maybe if we could sell Buddha Johnson bobbleheads before you head out on your morning commute, you just, you know, rub his belly a little bit for good luck.
Yeah.
And that might help him, especially on a foggy morning.
If I give you the report, you turn it over and rub his ass. That's what you get.
And now with all the latest, there's Buddha Johnson.
It wouldn't make any difference if you had it to rub today, I'm going to tell you that. 95 South, we started with the big wreck in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Been clear for a while, but it backed us up very quickly all the way back to the city-county line. And 95 is still backed up right here at the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So halfway down from the Beltway to the city-county line, you're coming to a stop right there on 95. So from that point at Chesico, you have to come down to Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and then through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then the accident that was in the right tube is in the painted out area as you're moving down towards Key Highway. Long delay, 45 minutes at least, and 895 was solid sitting right there at Moravia Road. It looks like they found the wreck on 95 North between 198 and 216, so it's a little bit slow. It's moving, and then it gets better after Route 32 on the northbound side. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Made a quick check through Annapolis, nothing out of the ordinary, but the fog, definitely a problem from the Bay Bridge and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy but mild, highs in the mid-50s, chance for stray showers, overnight temperatures in the low 40s. And right now we've got 34 in Pasadena, 34 in Middle River. We have one folk, get it up here on my text, that is weighing in on Rubio. This is from Jan on the Eastern Shore. Rubio's speech was very much like one Ronald Reagan would make. And yeah, two great presidents, just two entirely different styles in Reagan and in Trump. So I think that both wanted to get to the same place, but Trump is, unfortunately, after 40 years, Reagan did make the mistake of amnesty for the 3 million illegals, which has now turned into 30 million. So Trump has left to deal with that mistake. Hopefully that will never happen again. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The bill number on the Empower surcharge is House Bill 521. That's House Bill 521. If you want to call your delegate, both Republicans and Democrats, and urge them to vote yes on House Bill 521. And I don't even know if it's gotten a reader yet, so the first hearing was yesterday. But we'll see what happens, because I think the Maryland energy crisis, we'll talk with Dan Cox about this up at the top of the hour. By the way, remember yesterday we played a local left-wing activist proudly admitting during a public school board meeting that she reported a Turning Point USA chapter to Child Protective Services. We're now finding out that Nancy Krause, a retired nurse from Montgomery County, I guess who now lives in Calvert County, showed up at the school board meeting and basically said they were turning them in to Child Protective Services. I wonder if she would have done the same for children in schools that were recommended for mutilation, that were put on hormones or puberty blockers. Or that I wonder if this woman would have turned local teachers in that hosted drag queen story time readings. Okay? I doubt it. But anyway, the good news here is that the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmeet Dhillon, is now looking into the matter after the outrageous testimony went viral. Let's go to the phones. Thomas is in West Baltimore. Good morning, Thomas.
Yeah, good morning. I want to just say this. First off, Jesse Jackson, a living legend. God rest his soul. Second off, Marco Rubin's speech was very indecisive. There's nothing wrong with mass migration. The Haitians and Somalians that have come to America have assimilated and have helped us out tremendously.
Oh, man, that gave me the best laugh of the morning, Thomas. They've assimilated so well. Actually, they've done a really good job assimilating and committing fraud, the Somalians. They've done an incredible job in Minnesota. Not all, but many Somalians. So nice try. There's your token lefty of the morning seminar caller. But I enjoy hearing from them because they do provide endless hours of entertainment for us all here on Casey and Company. Unbelievable. Jesse Jackson. Yeah, Jesse Jackson, again, was iconic, no doubt about it. I know Barack Obama didn't like him, and not to speak ill of the dead, but we went over some of this yesterday. Trump had a very interesting statement on Jesse Jackson. I don't know if you heard it or not. Let me see if I can pull it up here, because remember, Jesse Jackson actually gave President Trump an award way back when, back in the day, for what he did for the black community in New York and elsewhere. Let me see if I can find it. It's here in my stack somewhere. But anyway, Jesse Jackson, unfortunately, passing away from Parkinson's at the age of 84. Here's his statement. President Trump weighed in on the death, and he was with his family when he died. He was a good man with lots of personality, grit, and street smarts. He was very gregarious, someone who truly loved people, despite the fact that I am falsely and consistently called a racist by the scoundrels and lunatics on the radical left, Democrats all. It was always my pleasure to help Jesse along the way. I provided office space for him and his Rainbow Coalition for years in the Trump building, responded to his request for help in getting criminal justice reform passed and signed when no other president would try, single-handedly pushed and passed long-term funding for HBCUs, which Jesse loved, but also which other presidents would not do. Responded to Jesse's support for Opportunity Zones, the single most successful economic development package yet approved for black businessmen, and Jesse was a force of nature like few others before him. So that was from President Trump yesterday. 7:30, it is time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Baltimore County Police have released a description and image of the vehicle involved in a hit-and-run crash that killed a pedestrian on Sunday evening. The accident happened at around 7:45 at the intersection of Security Boulevard and Gwin Oak Avenue. The suspect in the vehicle is silver or a gray sedan with front-end damage consistent with striking a person. A Maryland state trooper is credited with saving the life of an infant in Cecil County on Saturday morning. Trooper First Class Nicholas Warren was conducting a traffic stop in the area of Walnut Drive in Elkton when another vehicle pulled up beside him and the driver called for help because their baby was choking. The trooper called for EMS and began life-saving first aid, removing the blockage so the baby could breathe again. EMS personnel arrived a short time later to evaluate the infant. Officials say the swift actions, training, and composure demonstrated by Trooper First Class Warren prevented what could have been a tragic outcome. And the Baltimore County Council has passed a measure to prohibit private detention facilities. Kathy Klossmeyer called for an emergency council session last week after learning that the General Services Administration leased office space in Hunt Valley. Although there's no indication on how the space will be used, the bill is a preventative measure to stop private ICE detention centers in the future. Former County Executive and current U.S. Congressman Johnny Olszewski applauds the proactive approach. He says leaders at every level of government must work together to protect residents, uphold the rule of law, and ensure that enforcement actions respect the rights and dignity of all people. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
732 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Long delays on 95 if you're coming down from White Marsh. The right lane exiting to the Beltway is having a problem because the Beltway is backed up from Belair Road back to 95. So that's part of the reason. After you get past the Beltway down through Rosedale, then you hit the backup that was involved with the earlier problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So you have a backup at Chesico Avenue down through the city-county line, and then both the tunnels from that point have a 35 to 40-minute delay. The accident that was in the right tube earlier is in the painted-out area here, southbound at Key Highway. So it's well off to the side, but you still have flashing lights there. After that, all that traffic that has come through the Fort McHenry Tunnel is now slow all the way out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I-95 northbound, Prince George's County, a little bit slow. There's a wreck north of the bridge at 198 up towards 216. Should be off to the side, but we have some brake lights northbound through there. New wreck on the Capitol Beltway outer loop at River Road in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy but mild day ahead of us with temperatures in the mid-50s, a stray shower or two possible. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the not as cold, low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Question arising these days around Orioles spring training is the sense of urgency among Oriole players to get this thing right. To prove that last year was the anomaly and not the two prior years, catcher Adley Rutschman says the urgency is there.
No time like the present. I think that's the thing about baseball is you only get 1 year with the squad that you have in this locker room right now. And I think everyone knows that time in baseball is limited.
Rutschman, one of the players feeling that sense of urgency the most, working on a one-year $7.25 million deal. Avoiding arbitration, he remains under team control through the 27 season with the young Samuel Basayo behind him. Elsewhere in baseball, Angels superstar Mike Trout declining to play for the U.S. and the World Baseball Classic and giving a $35 million reason as to why. Trout makes $35 a year from the Angels, and according to Yahoo Sports, if a player is hurt in the Classic and cannot play for his MLB team, the team would be awarded the insurance money, not the player. The WBC organization takes out insurance policy on the contracts of all of the 40-man roster players competing in the event. Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle will be introduced today in Owings Mills. Yesterday on the Ravens podcast, asked what he's looking to create offensively this season for Ravens Nation.
We're going to hunt explosive plays. We're hunting plays that, you know, 12-plus yard gains in the run game, 16-plus yard gains in the passing game, and everything we do is going to be built that way, where we're trying to create explosive plays. We're trying to obviously score as many points as we possibly can.
Last year, the Ravens continued to be one of the NFL's most explosive offenses, ranking near the top in big plays, driven heavily by a league-leading explosive run rate. The team, however, finished only 13th in the league in passing rate. That was a drop from third in the league in 2024. Norway's Johannes Klæbo won his 10th gold medal in cross-country skiing at the Milano Cortina Olympics yesterday, setting another Winter Games record. Klæbo becomes the second athlete to win 10 golds in the Olympics overall. The other one is Baltimore's Michael Phelps. And finally, get ready for the return. return of Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano. The MMA legends will square off in a five-round fight on May 16th at the Intuit Dome in L.A. as part of a card put together by who else? Jake Paul, to be televised by Netflix. Here's Rousey with the backstory of how this fight came about.
I was 9 months pregnant, and I saw a video of Gina Carano giving an interview, and she didn't look good. She gained like an unhealthy amount of weight, and my first thought was like, oh my God, what can I do?
And so this, for Rousey, it'll be her first fight since 2016. Carano's last fight was 2009. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Baltimore really does punch above its weight.
This is Rob Carson. I'm inviting you to spend Thursday, June 11th with me on the Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour. We roll out from WCBM at 8, and our first stop is the Gettysburg Visitor Center and Museum, where the story of America turns real the moment you walk in. After lunch at the Dobbin House, we explore the battlefields with a licensed guide who brings every moment to life. The trip will sell out, and you don't want to miss it. Reserve your seats by going to WCBM.com for Thursday, June 11th with me.
Gettysburg Battlefield Bus Tour is presented by the Smile Design Center.
I can't wait for Rob. He's going to be sounding the Bugler's Retreat in Confederate uniform on that bus. So it's going to be quite the trip to Gettysburg.
When is that exactly?
It's coming up, I think, in June. If
okay.
I'm mistaken. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Metro Baltimore population, what, 2 million, 2.5, something like that?
You said the entire metro?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around
okay.
there. Okay.
Yeah. So not really huge. Okay. Certainly not top 10. I guess maybe top 20. But think about this for a minute. Baltimore, in terms of sports, greatest athletes of all time, right? I mean, Michael Phelps certainly has to be up there.
Sure.
Ray Lewis, one of the great linebackers. Johnny Unitas, perhaps the greatest quarterback ever. Cal at short. Brooksy at third. Even Earl the Pearl Monroe back in the day, you know, was the first one of the great guards like that. Think about all the great athletes that have come through Baltimore, and we're really not that big of a town. I mean, it's really incredible the amount of talent.
And I think you look at it. I mean, it was a football town
for years.
Then it became a baseball town when the Orioles were in their heyday. Again, it was always a basketball town. This area has produced a lot of great basketball players.
High school basketball, Dunbar, national champions.
Exactly. So, again, you're right. I mean, it's just, you know, sports is, and then years ago, it used to be a great boxing town as well. But that has kind of fallen by the wayside.
I think Sugar Ray made his professional debut at the Civic Center, if I'm not mistaken, back in the early 70s, maybe, or he was in the news just recently, and I did see that. So, it's just
a lot of great athletes. Yeah.
We are blessed.
We are. That's a good point.
I'm blessed to be here, Sean.
We like to remind you that every day.
Yeah. And you do.
Thank you much, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. The senior trafficking crisis continues to worsen here in the state of Maryland. And now a shift in the regime's approach. Governor Moore's administration seems to be prioritizing the enforcement of, helping operators function outside the law instead of enforcing the criminal statute. By the way, it is a felony. It is a felony to operate an unlicensed assisted living or any kind of senior care facility in the state of Maryland. And recently there was a hearing in Annapolis. Of course, we heard from Dr. Meg Sullivan at the Department of Health, also a lobbyist, attorney Dana Kaufman, for the Lifespan Network, a statewide assisted living association. And Kaufman basically said there's no such thing as an unlicensed assisted living facility because one must be licensed to provide care. But she is ignoring the fact that there are a bunch of these pop-up or rogue operations that are providing care. They don't have a license, and they are they're a bunch of seniors that have been left by the roadside, by that their care has been substandard, care has been neglectful, in some cases criminal. In 2023, multiple state agencies urged lawmakers to strengthen penalties for unlicensed assisted living facilities, particularly when abuse or neglect occurred. The legislation, which made operating an unlicensed facility a felony under the circumstances, was passed unanimously and signed into law by Governor Moore. And here was part of the testimony by Dr. Sullivan and Dana Kaufman just the other day.
Maryland right now has a senior housing crisis. We do not have enough senior housing options, especially for low income.
So we, I think, fully recognize the challenges and complexities of this.
Yeah, but at the very same time, lawmakers were being warned by the Assistant Attorney General, Zach Shirley, about what was going on in the real world of unlicensed assisted living facilities.
History has shown that some predatory unlicensed assisted living facility operators will never and should never be licensed. Their facilities are deplorable and their services do more harm than good.
But remember now, it was Governor Moore that signed the law making this a felony, and it seems like his approach is changing at the Department of Health, Office of Healthcare Quality. Here is Dana Kaufman again. She's a lobbyist for the Lifespan Network.
You know, it's hard to say this, but it's true. Just because you are unlicensed doesn't mean you are providing bad care. Some people just don't know that they are supposed to be licensed because they're caring for two or three people. What we've heard before is a lot about enforcement and enforcement. But I think that this enforcement issue also gives us a very good opportunity to step back and get a better understanding of how we got here.
You know, the point is, she's making it sound like this is a family who's taking in one or two people and providing care for them. Technically, that would be unlicensed. Maybe it's a felony. Don't know what the intent is. I got to read the law. But we know for a fact that there are bigger companies operating that are taking seniors in, that are taking their Social Security and whatever benefits they're getting from the government, and they're spending them on themselves. They're not actually spending on quality care for seniors. So what we have here, we'll get to more of this in just a second, but what we have here is that the Moore administration, just like it did with foster children, it left them out, hung out to dry. They're doing the same thing with seniors at the other end of the vulnerability spectrum. They don't care. And now, after they passed the law making it a felony, now they're saying, look the other way. Oh, let's bring them into compliance. It's not really a felony. Well, then change the law. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And here's Buddha Johnson.
I brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 95. Still slowing through Rosedale. All of this started more than an hour ago with an accident in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Those accident vehicles are still in the painted out area southbound at Key Highway. So they're off the roadway, but there are some flashing lights there. The resulting backup on both the tunnels went all the way back to the city-county line. Then we backed up towards the bridges at Chesico Avenue. So from that point at Chesico, trying to get into and then through both the harbor tunnels, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. Southbound 95 was slow in the right lane, trying to get onto the Beltway, onto the outer loop towards Bel Air Road. That ramp was backed up and creating a slowdown as well. The wreck on 95 between 198 and 216 off the roadway now, that's still slow. And there's a wreck on the Capitol Beltway outer loop before the American Legion Bridge in the area at River Road. Heavy delays there back through the ramps at I-270 in Montgomery County. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle. Stop in and see Bernie. Get all the systems checked. Do it while there's a lull in the action here before the cold weather comes back. Bernie is right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It's going to be cloudy but mild. Highs in the mid-50s. Maybe some overnight stray showers. Low 40s for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy. Low 50s. And maybe some rain possible tomorrow through Friday as well. And right now, 35 with still some fog advisory in Middle River. And 35 in Pasadena. It is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner of some WCBM merchandise. Paul is in Wilmington, Delaware. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first.
All right, got to go first. All right, right out of the box here. Good luck. Here are your stories. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is announcing a start of a pilot program that would allow Baltimore citizens to acquire long guns to shoot the deer in city parks.
which have been a problem for many city residents in Baltimore City. Every citizen must apply, pass a background check, and then have to account for all ammunition expended in the purge of deer in city parks. Story two, a patent granted to Meta has given an inside look how Facebook users may still be able to post once you're dead. According to the patent, they, you know, simulating the user when the user is absent from the social networking system. For example, when the user takes a long break or if the user is deceased, it would allow the user to post even after they die. And story three, a petition to ban hunting and ranching in Oregon is nearing the number of signatures needed to be placed on this fall's ballot. Initiative Petition 28 would outright ban hunting and fishing as cruelty to animals in Oregon. Story one, Baltimore mayor to provide long guns for city residents to cull the herd in city parks. Story two, you can post after you die on Facebook, according to Meta. And story three, banning hunting and fishing in Oregon might be on the ballot this fall. Paul, what do you think?
Fake news is number one.
All right, Paul goes for number one. Maggie.
Oh, I agree. Number one is the fake.
Maggie agrees. Number one. Kristen?
One.
Kristen goes for one. And Chuck?
I don't know. Very hard. Very hard. One.
Very hard. One. Story one gets all the votes. That's because it is a fake news story.
Right. That would be unique to no see way. That, wouldn't it?
But here's the deal. They're going to train sharpshooters, and the sharpshooters will be allowed to purge the deer in city parks.
Mm-hmm.
These would be trained sharpshooters, not actual city residents doing it. So, crazy, isn't it?
That still sounds dangerous. Yeah. But nice, maybe not more dangerous than Baltimore already is.
They're already shooting at each other in city parks. They're used to evading
bullets and dodging bullets on a regular basis. Paul, congratulations. Put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize. Thanks for playing the game. Appreciate that.
Riding through Lincoln Park in a 30-odd six-pack. What the hell was that?
Yeah. Make sure you're not wearing antlers when you're out in the city parks these days.
Oh, I'm trying to
That's all it
Mike.
Is. Mm-hmm. They're mistaking us for deer. That's all.
That's right. 7:48, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. By the way, this aiding and abetting senior trafficking is becoming a major issue. And as one of our listeners points out, this is they're taking federal and state benefits. And they're taking their people's benefits, and they're not benefiting from anything. They're using this for their own, personal use, to run, to make a profit. Those are the ones. Let's go after the worst of the worst. And let's not go after mom and pa that are taking care of grandma and granddad, or other extended members of the family. That's a whole different dynamic. Whether you're a family taking care of a loved one, or whether you're people out there trying to steal people's benefits, I think it's a big difference. And that is not being seen here so far. And again, this is typical of the left. They pass a bill, and then they refuse to crack down. They don't think anybody can do anything wrong or evil, and now they regret. But it's the law. So if you don't like this law, then change the law. Let's not try to work around it. Let's not try to ignore it or cherry pick which laws we are going to accept and which ones we're going to hang out to dry. I think that's most important. All right, we'll hear from the governor's communications director coming up in just a second. Also, will the Senate ever vote on the SAVE Act when we have Chuck U. Schumer finally admitting the truth? It's 7:50, and you're listening to KC and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
They have money for everything. They got money to fight wars. They got money for ballrooms, everything. But when it comes to supporting the American people, that's now when they're crying, well, we're broke.
As you know, the White House says those sponsorships for the ballroom are separate from government money.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
7:53. Randy says, hey, Sean, good show. Real quick, I think Chuck Whitaker's involved in senior trafficking. No, he's senior trafficking.
Si, senor.
Si, senor. Andale, andale.
The way we're going, Russell, just get out of the cars and get on donkeys.
That's true.
It's the same speed.
You'll get there faster.
Might not be a bad idea. The let me see what I have here first. Okay, first off, the wreck on the Capitol Beltway just cleared from the outer loop before the American Legion Bridge. So that left-hand lane is back open. We're still backed up in Montgomery County, also affecting I-270 through there. We had big problems way early this morning. Southbound right to Fort McHenry Tunnel was closed for about 40 minutes. Backed us up all the way back through the city-county line back into Rosedale. All of those delays are still there. You'll still have heavy traffic after the Fort McHenry Tunnel down through 395, finally getting better towards the Beltway over on the southwest side. The Beltway on 695, all the normal delays. JFX has filled in now from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild today. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 35 in Middle River, 36 in Millersville. So we got the governor's communications director, David Turner, and he is talking about the senior trafficking problem along with Dana Kaufman, who represents the Lifespan Network, and Dr. Meg Sullivan. And here's where they talk about this interagency work group, which allegedly has been created now to address the senior trafficking problem in Maryland.
Creating this work group through the Department of Aging and the Maryland Department of Health about the broader issue of senior care and the need to increase demand to meet or increase supply to meet that demand.
On January 27th, MDH, in collaboration with our partners at the Department of Aging, launched, because it's ongoing, an interagency work group on unlicensed assisted living programs.
Fox 45, Spotlight on Maryland. Gary Collins did some digging, and they found public records show that a similar work group was already formed in 2023. After the felony legislation was enacted. So this is nothing but smoke and mirrors. This is gaslighting the Maryland taxpayer once again into thinking that, oh, now we're on top of this. We've created this interagency group. Now we're really going to get to the bottom of it. But let's really get into what may be an issue here. We now find out that $7,000 in contribution to Governor Moore's reelection bid went from a member of the Lifespan Network's board and its political action committee. And they represent 500 senior care providers across the state. They don't want to crack down on senior care providers. Again, my question is, does Lifespan Network have knowledge of unlicensed assisted care facilities, and are they part of their organization representation? The governor's office was asked why he would sign a bill into law that makes operating an unlicensed assisted living facility a felony, even though his administration has taken a stance of helping unlicensed operators obtain a license years later. And again, this is one of the I think, glaring examples of lack of leadership. We've had some bad governors in the Harry Hughes, nice guy, bad governor. Don Schaefer was a great mayor. Yeah, kind of let his temper get to him a little bit as governor. Martin O'Malley was a horrible governor. Lockdown Larry was just a horrible governor here in the state of Maryland. And now we have Westmore. I think Westmore is the worst I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of governors come through this this state. We do get a text here from one of our listeners. This is John. He's a firefighter. And he says he can 100% confirm that there are a lot of unlicensed assisted living facilities. They take a standard two-story row house, put three or four people on each floor in a small room. They share a common bathroom. Each individual will foot their entire Social Security check over to the facility or person running it. We've gone there on calls to find no caretaker even on the premise, or a teenager being the only person there other than the patients. The care is deplorable. They are fed food that is very substandard in very small quantities. There needs to be better control and enforcement. Thanks to Firefighter John for that. We appreciate it. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to hear from, Chuck Schumer right now, because as the SAVE Act is being debated, and that will be the one that requires citizenship registration and a voter photo ID. Now he calls it Jim Crow 2.0, but at one time, back in 1996, he was singing a different tune.
Let's admit the truth. Everywhere people go, they're asked for a Social Security card. In fact, one way to prove you're a bona fide person who can have a job is to ask for a driver's license and a Social Security card. This is an anti-fraud amendment. All over where we go, people say, well, why can't you stop illegal immigrants or others from coming here? And the number one answer we give our constituents is when they come here, they can get jobs, get benefits against the law because of fraud. What they are proposing in this so-called SAVE Act is like Jim Crow 2.0.
What a difference about 30 years makes, huh? What a difference. Chuck Hugh Schumer then and Chuck Hugh Schumer now. By the way, 84% of Americans polled want the SAVE Act. They want citizens to be the only ones to vote in federal elections. They want citizens to be able to prove who they are when they go to the polls with a voter photo ID. And they want illegal aliens and those not eligible to vote to be purged from our voter rolls on a regular basis. That's not that difficult to do. I think the Republicans are missing an opportunity here. They should be pounding the Democrats on this issue because it's one of those 80-20 issues. Hopefully President Trump can spend some of his $1 billion war chest to remind voters of that as we approach the midterms. All right, coming up next, gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox joins us to talk about his solutions to solve Maryland's energy crisis. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from Town Hall. Armit Thomason. Seems like the blue states just can't wait to block local sheriffs from cooperating with federal immigration enforcement targeting criminal illegal aliens.
Legislation signed by Maryland Governor Wes Moore prohibits arrangements in which local law officers interrogate and detain people for ICE agents. New Mexico's governor signing a similar measure, and 10 Democratic-led states now have basically the very same policies. The sheriff of one county in Maryland says it will force him to end a program that has turned over 1,800 inmates to ICE custody. Jason Walker reporting.
An immigration judge resorts to a technicality to block deportation of a Columbia University pro-Palestinian activist.
The judge has dismissed the Trump administration's deportation case against Mohsen Madawi, a Palestinian graduate student. The judge says she has terminated the case because of a procedural misstep by government attorneys. They failed to properly certify an official document they intended to use as evidence. The Trump administration administration may appeal the decision. Last month, a separate immigration judge blocked the government's attempts to deport a Tufts University graduate student over an op-ed criticizing the school's response to the war in Gaza. I'm Mike Hempen.
Facing blizzard-like conditions, rescuers in Northern California near Lake Tahoe are searching for 9 backcountry skiers. They're missing following an avalanche. 6 others have been rescued. Day 2 of U.S. brokered peace talks between Russia and Ukraine have wrapped up in Geneva, described as difficult. The disposition of land held by one side or the other is a big issue in those negotiations. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 83 points, NASDAQ futures 117 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Listen carefully. Silver prices have experienced a historic surge, breaking above the $100 per ounce threshold for the first time, and industry experts predict silver could climb even higher. It's not too late for you to benefit from the surge in silver. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get our free gold and silver investment guide. Plus, you'll also receive a free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Debt is rising, currencies are under pressure, and investors are looking for real assets, not paper promises. That's why so many Americans are turning to physical gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Historically, when silver starts moving, it can move fast and aggressively. This isn't about guessing tops or bottoms. It's about understanding risk and positioning before momentum accelerates. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and find out how you can get a tax and penalty-free rollover for a portion of your retirement funds for 2026. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some debris on the roadway in Anne Arundel County, west of Annapolis, Route 450 at Rutland Road, and the report we had said they were alternating traffic there on 450, so be prepared for that if you're traveling just north and west of Annapolis in Anne Arundel County. Big delays, a lot of problems still here. 95 and 895 coming south. Not only are the tunnel roadways backed up, but 95 is now delayed from the Beltway down through Chestico Avenue and all the way down through the city-county line. The tail end of that backup just south of the Beltway, from that point to get through either tunnel right now, 45 minutes to an hour delay on the southbound side. 695, all the morning backups are there. JFX, you're going to be slow from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy but mild day ahead of us. The temperatures in the mid-50s, a stray shower or two possible. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the not as cold, low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
37 degrees in Pikesville and 37 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Moore testified before the state's Senate Finance Committee Tuesday in support of legislation that aims to make Maryland more affordable and competitive. The governor says the measures are central to his legislative agenda by increasing transparency in grocery store pricing, accelerating housing production, and encouraging economic development where Marylanders live, work, and travel. The Protection from Predatory Pricing Act prohibits the use of dynamic pricing in grocery stores to make sure that price-setting technologies are not used against consumers. The Maryland Transit and Housing Opportunity Act addresses zoning and financing barriers to create more jobs and housing near transit. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the body camera footage from a deadly police-involved crash in Howard County. The January 17th accident happened in Columbia after police attempted to stop the driver of a vehicle for speeding on northbound 29. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 449, the pick 4, 2887. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. With the acquisition of Pete Alonso, it looks like the odd men out in the Oriole infield are Ryan Mountcastle and Colby Mayo. The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal saying the Birds are in trade talks with multiple teams about both. The biggest question is what trade value do they actually have coming off subpar 2025 seasons. Meanwhile, Rosenthal appearing on the Fair Territory podcast asking the question all of Oriole Nation is asking these days.
Did they do enough with that rotation? They certainly brought in some new people and people that should help. But we entered the offseason saying, what did they need? A bona fide number one.
Right now, Kyle Bradish, with just 14 starts over the last two seasons, slotted in at the top of the rotation. Winter Olympics women's slalom final underway with U.S. skier Michaela Schifrin going for the gold as we speak. Men's Olympic hockey quarterfinals, Canada and the Czech Republic. At 10:40 a.m. today, the U.S. takes on Sweden at 3:10. One game already underway, the Czech Republic with a four-goal outburst in the second quarter. They lead Germany 4-1. On the women's side, the U.S. and Canada in a Titanic semifinal showdown tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, let's go win one for the Gipper. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And our next guest on the Newsmaker Hotline, constitutional lawyer, former delegate in the House of Delegates here in Maryland, and last time out ran against Governor Westmore. We're talking now with gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox. Good morning, Dan. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Sean. It's quite an honor to once again be with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah. How's the family doing?
We're great, thanks. We're doing well, just living the dream as much as we can in Maryland, with just recently getting our electric bill that came in over approximately $1,100, which I've never seen that before. So that was a little shock, and I'm talking about nobody really increasing use of electric around here, so I'm wondering what's going on. I think everybody's feeling that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, and I wanted to get you on this morning to talk about your specific ideas and solutions. Is there anything we can do now, Dan, to lower these electric bills and some of these gas bills from BGE, Pepco, and others?
Absolutely. You know, I stand with the Freedom Caucus in that regard, and this is something that I talked about the last campaign. Number one, we should immediately issue, the governor can issue executive orders to slash and to freeze, to halt these increases in these fees. And then secondly, immediately under the Emergency Powers Act, and I know a little bit about this because I've litigated, I've fought this area because I don't like overreaching government. And the reason we have emergency powers, Sean, is so that the governor can stop this kind of damage to the people by quickly going in and rebringing those power plants back online. You know, Governor Moore has shut down our power plants and then wonders and looks around and tries to blame and point fingers at the administration or at other reasons. But yet, here it is. Governor Moore is in control of the governor's office. He has full control of one of the largest budgets in Maryland. His party controls both houses of the legislature here. And they are the one to blame for your high energy costs, and they could end it tomorrow with executive power.
Well, Dan, the governor's taking a victory lap. He is single-handedly, along with some other governors, taking credit for getting PJM to, you know, the grid operator to cap any increases for the next 2 years. What are your thoughts on that?
To quote him, 80 cents. You know, that's hurtful. 80 cents is not going to help us per bill. We're seeing increases of up to $800 a bill in some cases. I have people writing into me that are on Social Security and just can't, you know, the fixed income. And I also have, you know, data here in front of me, and the governor admits this. 40,000 individuals, and many of them young people, you know, future taxpayers and current taxpayers, moving out of Maryland because they cannot afford the high cost of living here. That needs to end, and, you know, the governor talking about some kind of little rate cap is not going to solve this issue. It's not an immediate help, and it's not a long-term help. The issue is this, you know, pie-in-the-sky green energy debacle that has caused all of our power plants to be shut down that he has endorsed and supported, including just this past year we had another one go offline. And instead, you know, shifting over to things that don't work and that are just clearly a cost increase for Maryland. And so that's what I will do as governor. I will deliver immediate results by stopping those, freezing those rates, halting them, and ordering those plants back online. And we could become, Sean, one of the greatest and cheapest energy sources on the East Coast because we sit on the Marcellus Shale. We have incredible LNG deposits. We could re-outfit those plants with amazing technology, and we have the future right here. We have a lot of SMR technology being studied. It is the wave of the future. It's clean energy, and that kind of approach needs to be done immediately. We need to stop looking at these fake, you know, green energy programs and make sure we get our plants back online tomorrow.
All right, more coming up with Dan Cox, his energy solutions for Maryland's energy crisis in just a moment. We'll pause for traffic and weather on the Threes update at 8:13 with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in the city on Hilton Parkway. It looks like it's north of Edmondson Avenue, and that section of Hilton Parkway, very windy through there as you're coming down from North Avenue or if you're coming up from Edmondson Avenue. So heads up on the west side. Medic units were arriving there. Debris all over the roadway west of Annapolis and affecting Route 450 at Rutland Road. Beltway, all the normal delays compounded with the fog. JFX is slowing after Ruxton Road, and both the tunnels still hurting. We had problems way early this morning with the right tube closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We have not recovered. We're still looking at the 35 to 45-minute delays southbound, both on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, mild, mid-50s right now, 37 in Columbia. It is 36 in Owings Mills. On our newsmaker hotline, Republican gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox. We're talking energy crisis here. There's a bill in the House, Dan, your former colleagues there. House Bill 521, which would repeal the Empower surcharge on our BGE bills, but not the program itself. Are you on board with that, or would you like to see all of it scrapped?
Well, I would like to see all of it scrapped. Certainly would be on board with repealing the surcharge immediately. I think that's that has to be done. I would do that as governor to halt these fees immediately as an emergency, but certainly support everything the Freedom Caucus is doing. Big shout-out to all my friends there. They're helping to lead the way. We need more of them, Sean. As you know, we need people to get out and run. There's only a few days left to file. I urge everybody to look at your ballot. If you don't have a Republican, please help out. If you're a freedom-loving Republican, go jump on the ballot because this is the time to speak up. Otherwise, it's just going to give a free pass to the Democrats to come back and continue to do this incredible fleecing of Maryland. And, you know, Sean, I just talked with someone who actually lives across the line the other day that came up to me and wanted to know more about what I was doing, and that because they said that in Pennsylvania now their rate increases are going up because their power plants are having to sell their energy to Maryland, and that's only going to last so long. As soon as the people of these surrounding states realize that their bills are going up because we are sucking away their energy and that's causing the rising crisis here, they're going to start taking action as well. So we need to bring those power plants back online immediately. And you know that's just one little debacle. It's huge. It's not little. It's a huge debacle of this governor. We need no more taxes too. I mean, he raised taxes 30% last year.
Yeah, 1.67. Yeah, largest tax increase in Maryland history. He also doubled down on solar and wind. Dan, in your estimation and opinion, can the state of Maryland, in any way, shape, or form, get enough energy from solar and wind?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And here's another little secret that they're not telling Marylanders, that every time we subsidize solar and wind, it actually causes ratepayers to have to pay more for the average, utility bill, because even if they don't have solar and wind, or if they don't have solar panels, they're having to subsidize their neighbor who has it. And that's the problem here. It's causing everyone's cost to go up. And Sean, there was a lady who wrote in, and I mentioned this in my latest little video. We're going to have clips of that going up, but she said, look, I have solar panels to help me lower my bill, and my bill doubled anyway. What, make that make sense, she said.
Yeah.
And, it's a crime. It needs to be dealt with immediately. And then you look at, the crime issues. I was just appalled at the governor yesterday signing the bill to ban our sheriffs from working with the federal authorities on removing the most dangerous, horrifically dangerous murderers, rapists out of our community. Sean, I happen to, in my law practice, represent the mother of Kayla Hamilton. I am fighting for Kayla's legacy, and guess what names are not being said by Governor Moore? Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Marin. You know, these are moms, these are individuals, these are ladies who have been raped, murdered. In my client's case, her daughter was strangled, raped, and murdered by an MS-13 flown in here by the open borders policy that the Biden administration was administering. And this is what Governor Moore is doubling down on. And, President Obama saw that 287G worked, and he actually used it. So why is it that all of a sudden Governor Moore wants to take us to the extreme left of President Obama and endanger our communities?
It's a great question.
I was just going to say, it's because he's looking at national ambitions, and
right,
that's wrong.
Right. Well, as two previous governors did as well. Speaking of names, we've just got a couple minutes left here, and you posted on your Facebook page the other day that you're owed an apology for the Pizzagate thing, and you said that both Larry Hogan and Wes Moore are mentioned in the Epstein files. I must have missed that one. How are they mentioned, in what capacity, do you know?
That was on my personal page, not the governor page, and they're mentioned. If you look them up, they're not. I'm not saying they're implicated, but the mockery, and you remember it, Sean. I was mocked as a conspiracy theorist for even mentioning that we should have an investigation of this. I had no idea whether Pizzagate was real, but I just simply called for an investigation and mentioned that on X, and I was labeled a conspiracy theorist, et cetera, by the governor. And here it is. The Pizzagate is real. It's in the Epstein files. Anybody can go online to the DOJ's website and read about it. And, I don't know. Honestly, I can't even speak about what's in those files. It's so horrific. And it's disgusting, and people need to be brought to justice. And I just want to, move in the direction of eliminating this kind of criminal behavior in Maryland. And instead, what do we have? We have the governor, who claims to be, improving our situation, lowering crime, but that's not the case. Instead, yesterday he signed a bill to endanger our individuals here in Maryland by leaving in the communities traffickers, leaving in the communities people who are rapists and murderers, the most dangerous of the community, forbidding our law enforcement from working with them, and at the end of the day, endangering every single family here in Maryland. That's not what can stand. We have to speak up against that. And I am not ashamed to ever go against, no matter what party it is, to call this out and to stand up for what is right.
All right, Dan, how do our listeners, how do they get more information about the campaign, volunteer, donate? What are your socials?
Thank you. Now, DanCoxForGovernor.com. We have a great campaign happening. We've got the grassroots movement all over the state. Join today. Help us out. DanCoxForGovernor.com. And, Sean, stay tuned to my Facebook's, which is Dan, Instagram is Dan Cox from Maryland, and we're going to be posting videos, we're going to be posting updates, we're going to be on site at locations, and just for instance, Sean, there's just a real lack of leadership from this governor's office in almost every category, and we're going to be calling that out. It's time that we have a new direction for strong families, strong homes, and a strong Maryland, and I intend to help deliver that to Maryland.
All right, Dan, thanks for joining us this morning. I'm sure we'll be in touch and talk again in the near future.
Thanks, Sean.
As Dan Cox, Republican gubernatorial candidate, here it's going to be an interesting primary and election year. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Planning for the future is something we all say we'll get to someday. But someday has a funny way of sneaking up on us, doesn't it? I'm Dr. Amanda Young, and I'm the CEO of Wesley Secure Care. We are a Maryland nonprofit organization that helps people who want to stay in the home they love while still planning for whatever care they might need down the road. It's called Continuing Care at Home, and honestly, it's one of the smartest ways to age, with independence, security, and peace of mind. Here's how it works. You join while you're still active and healthy, and in return, you get the promise of lifetime care right in your own home. That means if you ever need help, whether it's a little support after surgery or full-time care, we've got you covered. No last-minute scrambling, no wondering who to call, and no sky-high bills for long-term care. And it's not just about care. Our members have access to a personal care coordinator who helps with everything from finding the right plumber to managing care services and transitions. It's like having your own personal advocate for aging well, someone who knows you and your preferences long before you'll ever need them. The best part? You keep your independence and get to stay where you are the happiest, in your home. And you will have the peace of mind knowing that if your care needs change, you already have that covered. Think of it like long-term care insurance plus a whole team that actually helps you use it when and how you need it. So if you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead and stay in control of your future, Wesley Secure Care is for you. Find out more today at wesleysecurecare.org or give us a call, 410-324-2400. Because aging well shouldn't mean giving up your home. It should mean enjoying it longer.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:23, time for traffic, weather on the threes once again. Rub his belly for good traffic luck, Buddha Johnson.
Is it working today? I can tell you that.
They have to rub it twice.
God bless these people on 95. Just unbelievable. I mean, if you have to come down from Harford County or Rosedale or White Marsh and you're thinking you have to get to the airport, just unbelievable. 45-minute delays at least still continuing on 95 through Rosedale. Then you get to the split and you have a decision there, 95 or 895, and they're both still backed up to the city-county line. All of that was because of problems way early this morning in the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We've been moving all four lanes southbound on 95. Both the lanes are open at 895, but those backups still continue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's a conspiracy.
It's the Gong Show. We're bringing it back, folks. Fox 45 weather.
Well, I got the right name.
That's right. Get the hook out. Fox 45 weather authority forecast. Mostly cloudy today, mild mid-50s for the high, some maybe stray showers tonight, and then possible rain tomorrow. But again, highs in the 50s all the way through Friday. 37 right now in Annapolis, and it is 37 in Ellicott City. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time we celebrate America's 250th birthday. All right. Of course, the America 250 celebration, sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. It was on this day in 1841, the first filibuster in the U.S. Senate began. It ended on March the 11th. And as filibusters grew more frequent, so did calls to rein them in. In 1841, when the minority tried to run out the clock on a bank bill, Majority Leader Henry Clay threatened to change the Senate rules to limit debate. The response? An Alabama senator warned of even longer delays to block any rule change. He told Clay to arrange lodging for the entire winter, signaling an endless filibuster of the rule change itself. And, of course, this highlights the recurring theme that attempts to curb the filibuster could themselves be filibustered. Now the big debate is whether to use the zombie filibuster. That means you don't have to talk, you don't have to hold the floor, you just say, we're filibustering, and if you don't have enough votes to break it and invoke cloture, again, it's just recognized. Now, of course, John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, is being urged to use the standing or talking filibuster as it once was conceived. 1865, after a long Civil War siege, Union naval forces captured Charleston, South Carolina. It's on this day in 2001, Dale Earnhardt Sr., Stock Cars Racing's top driver, was killed in a crash. It was on the final turn of the final lap of Daytona 500. He was only 49 years of age. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, and coming up next, right after the 8:30 news, we're going to take a look at the Moore Town Hall fallout for Governor Moore. He addresses the thesis controversy and his granddaddy, great-granddaddy, being run out by the KKK. Rescue Natural Supplements, want to remind you, they've got an incredible supplement developed by cardiologists. Rescue Orosine is going to help make your cells work even better. They can operate more efficiently. They can repair themselves quicker. You know, part of the aging process and even the process of death is cell death. So you want to make sure that your cells are getting the proper fuel that they need, and that's adenosine triphosphate, and Orosine does just that. So it's sustainable to energy all day long, not that artificial kind you get from caffeine and energy drinks. Right now, you can buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code MYENERGY. It's MYENERGY. When you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, or you can order online at res-q.com. That's buy one, get one free of Rescue Orosine. Use the code MYENERGY. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are looking for the suspect who shot a man at a bar in North Baltimore. The shooting happened overnight Tuesday in the 3100 block of Greenmount Avenue, where Melba's Place is located. The 36-year-old victim was taken to a hospital, but there is no word on the extent of his injury or his condition. Police are trying to determine what led to the shooting. Northern District detectives are asking anyone with information to contact them or Metro Crime Stoppers. And police are investigating the death of a man in Dundalk as a homicide. On January 13th, police were called to the 2000 block of Kelmore Road in reference to a burglary. When officers arrived, they found 51-year-old Christopher Stafford unresponsive with trauma to the upper body. Stafford was taken to a hospital and he was pronounced dead on February 13th. The medical examiner conducted an autopsy and ruled the matter of death a homicide. Detectives once again are asking anyone with information to contact them or Metro Crime Stoppers. And the Maryland Attorney General's office is investigating a police use of force incident that left a man critically injured in Woodlawn overnight Monday. Police responded to the intersection of Security Boulevard and Whitehead Court for a welfare check on a man who had been sitting in a vehicle there for an extended period of time. When police approached, the man exited his vehicle and moved toward the officer, and something led to the use of force.
And Kwesi Mfume is remembering the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who has passed away at the age of 84. In a statement, Mfume said his friend, big brother, and leader of many struggles, battles, and victories, has exited life stage, but never our hearts. He says Jackson's passion for justice, fair play, and the dignity of all people mattered greatly to him, and he gave so much and asked for so little. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through March 22nd, switch to Comcast Business and get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Or ask how to lock in your rate for 5 years on a qualifying internet bundle and get a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile for a limited time only. Call today. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Our delays continue. 95 South. We're looking at you in Rosedale as you're coming down from the Beltway through Chesico Avenue down to the city county line. Just can't quite break out of this backup that this morning has been from this point at Kenwood Avenue down to Chesico Avenue. From there, going through both the tunnels, 45 minutes to an hour from that point to get through and come out on the south end of 895 or 95 southbound. It's just been a big fat mess on that northeast corner. There's a lot of overflow traffic on the Beltway on the northeast side, the interloop through Green Spring, of course, the west side, 795 to Frederick Road. We've had delays in the city. There is a wreck. They haven't confirmed it yet, but it's a pretty bad wreck, apparently, on Hilton Parkway, about the midpoint between Edmondson Avenue and North Avenue over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another mostly cloudy but mild day ahead of us with temperatures in the mid-50s, a stray shower or two possible. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the not as cold, low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
More from former Baltimore Sun sports writer, now Fox baseball reporter Ken Rosenthal, on the Orioles' offseason pitching swings and misses.
The Orioles were in the mix for Cease, for Valdez, for Ranger Suarez, but they ultimately did not come away with any of them. They did not trade for Freddie Peralta. So this is going to be the question with the Orioles.
In that, at the top of the rotation now stands Kyle Bradish with just 14 starts over the last 2 years, and Trevor Rogers at number two, who has never pitched more than 133 innings in a season. Don't forget Orioles baseball, the first Grapefruit League game coming up Friday against the Yanks. Ravens calling a morning press conference today to introduce their three new coordinators, Declan Doyle, Anthony Weaver, and Anthony Levine, offense, defense, and special teams. For Weaver, there was no doubt on his part that Baltimore was the place to be.
You go to another team, you're going to work incredibly hard. You're going to have just pride in your work. Here, it's different. It's more than that. There's a transcending feeling because I know I'm not just working for the team and for the players, but I'm working for their families, who I know, right? The wives, girlfriends, their kids.
And what about the fans as well? Elsewhere in the NFL, with Tyreek Hill and Bradley Chubb already announced as offseason cap casualties, the question is, what other big names are likely candidates? Bleacher Report listing the top 10. Among them, Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs, Texans running back Joe Mixon, Redskins DB Marshawn Lattimore, and Chargers offensive lineman Mekhi Becton, who could be a target for the Ravens. Happy birthday today to Oriole first baseman D.H. Ryan Mountcastle, turning 29. Not sure if he'll be here come the regular season, but we shall see. Happy heavenly birthday to the legendary Notre Dame triple threat quarterback George Gipp, who died of pneumonia at the age of 25, played by the great Ronald Reagan in the movie.
Rock, someday when the team's up against it, the brakes are beating the boys, ask them to go in there with all they've got.
win just one for the Kipper.
George Gipp, born on this day in 1895, passed away in 1920. And on this day in sports history, got two for you. February 18th, 1944, 15-year-old Joe Nuxhall signs a contract to play baseball with the Cincinnati Reds at the age of 15, just one day after playing in a high school basketball game. And in 1979, King Richard Petty wins his sixth Daytona 500. It was the first 500-mile auto race ever televised live from start to finish. The time now is 8:37. When we return, there's no buzz at all in College Park.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
It's a play on words, of course. No buzz at all in College Park. Okay.
Yeah,
but here's the thing.
We expect that from you.
Thank you. Like the low-hanging fruit, you mean?
I don't want to go there.
That's all I can reach
That's
for,
okay.
Of course. So here's the thing. They beat Iowa the other day. It was a good game. They had about 4,000 people in the building. Mm. That's about a quarter of what the capacity is. And you really have to ask yourself the question, between football and basketball, there is no buzz.
Right.
And the question is, did Maryland, were they prepared at all for the new college landscape, number one? And number two, are they handling it properly? Because Kevin Willard had something good going on at the University of Maryland, got into a tiff with the AD over money, etc. He leaves. Now they're scrambling. They got to find this guy. It's been a bust. Mike Locksley hasn't really done anything in 8 years.
No.
You know, and he's getting the bulk of the money. Meanwhile, the top performing team at Maryland in terms of revenue sports is women's college basketball. Brenda Freese has done a great job. She's got them in the top 20 and in the tournament every year.
Who's getting the new unis, the men or the women?
The men.
The men.
Yeah.
All right. That's what they're concerned about is new uniforms.
Why, so they can sell more?
It's what's in the uniforms that count.
Exactly.
I think by March Madness, for most Terps fans, they're just going to be mad.
Yes. You know. There's going to be no Ness.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So the thing is, so the answer to the question is they weren't prepared. They were completely unprepared for this NIL, paying college players, et cetera, et cetera. And who knows how long it's going to take,
well,
if and
you,
ever.
You make the wrong decisions, which you think are the right reasons. And leaving the ACC to go to the Big Ten, I think, was the kiss of death for the entire program.
Nobody cares
football
about Northwestern and Iowa
and even
Michigan State, right? And Michigan, nobody cares.
All right, thanks, Gary. Yep. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Still more fallout from the CBS town hall, which was handpicked. The group was bussed in to Cambridge, of all places. That's where they held the big town hall hosted by Nora O'Donnell the other night. And she did bring up at least some tough questions. One on the thesis that apparently does not exist at Oxford, where Governor Westmore once matriculated.
But Oxford says it does not have a copy of your thesis. Did you submit it? Any idea why it's missing?
I think Oxford has said that I have completed my degree. There is no denying that. And that I received a master's degree at Oxford University in international relations after being the first African-American Rhodes Scholar in the history of Johns Hopkins University. And so there is no denying that. And listen, I think about this in this frame. If there's a couple things that the people of this state know about me, it's that I'm a person of honor and integrity.
Okay. It didn't answer the question. Where's the thesis? All right, so you got your degree. Fine. Where's the thesis? He didn't even address it. It's like, and then the title of the thesis changed, apparently. Why are you hiding the thesis? Why is Oxford, why don't they have the thesis? Why are they reluctant to give up the thesis if it does indeed exist? Or was the thesis a Passover thesis? They just, here's a paper, my name's on it. Okay, thank you for turning that in. You get an A. I mean, this pattern of embellishment and the deceptions is disturbing. Everybody makes a mistake on the resume. Everybody makes a mistake here, there, everywhere through an entire career. But this ongoing pattern, like the latest, is his great-granddaddy was run out of South Carolina by the KKK.
Your great-grandfather was run out of South Carolina in the 1920s by the KKK. The Free Beacon is casting doubt on that with church records. Can you address that?
I mean, the same right-wing blog? I can. I can address the fact that I'm the grandson of someone who was born in South Carolina. And when he was just a child, the Ku Klux Klan ran their family, but ran my family out. And not out of South Carolina. They ran them out of the United States of America, and they went to Jamaica. And much of my family has always said they would never come back to this country. It's the reason why my mom right now as we speak is in Jamaica, and she's visiting with family members. But my grandfather came back to this country. He got his degree from Lincoln University and HBCU in Pennsylvania. He became a minister, just like his father. And he became the first black minister in the history of the Dutch Reformed Church. I know my family's history. So if some blog has a question about the Klan's history, maybe they should ask the Ku Klux Klan.
All right. So there you have it. There's no record of the great-granddaddy being intimidated, forced, threatened with anything of the Ku Klux Klan. And if he left to go to Jamaica, and he was so intimidated or afraid of the Klan, I'm not saying that's not a legitimate fear, because it was for many blacks in this country. Why'd he come back? You know, why'd he come back? Ongoing questions. President Trump recently made a statement about Westmore, and this had to do with the Potomac sewage spill that's spewing out of Cabin John in Montgomery County.
The White House is a great place to be. But no, I don't like the job that Westmore is doing. I don't like the job he's doing in the bridge. I don't like the fact that he did that horrible, you know, with the pipes and the Potomac. And he's not doing the job. They got to do it. And I'm going to have to get the federal government involved in getting it fixed, because he can't fix anything. Thank you very much.
He can't fix anything. All he can do is raise taxes and just kowtow to progressive ideology. And continue to leave more Marylanders behind. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Delay's still there. We're looking at you live here, 895, and right here at Moravia Road. It's moving about 3-4 miles an hour when it does move, and it's southbound from there, and it goes all the way in to the Old Harbor Tunnel from that point. It's moving as you move south of O'Donnell Street, but we're just not making any progress. We had big problems early this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so we're still backed up. That's 895 to the city-county line. 95 is still backed up through Rosedale and all the way down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just looking at the tunnel southbound, all four lanes are open. Heavy traffic continues even through the city on 95 southbound, moving out to the southwest side of the Beltway. If you're coming in on 395 and you're on that sky ramp, there's a broken down vehicle on the right side. It's in the painted out area, kind of crowding the right lane just a bit as you're about halfway up that ramp. New wreck in the city near the hospital, Northern Parkway at Green Spring. And over on the west side, watch out for the wreck on Hilton Parkway to the north of Edmondson Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, cloudy and mild today, mid-50s. Chance for stray showers overnight, temperatures in the low 40s, cloudy, low 50s, with rain possible tomorrow through Friday, at least for the next couple of days. And it looks like we got a good chance to have some rain and not the frozen stuff, and that's always good news. Right now, 37 in Baltimore, 37 in Glen Burnie. And it's time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
I don't know if you've been following the Winter Olympics all that much. There have been there's always the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, as Jim McKay used to say. And there have been some great stories. Breezy Johnson and the way she went downhill and won a gold and then teared up on the podium when the gold medal, wearing the gold medal during the national anthem, was one of my favorite moments. Jordan Stoles and what he's done with his athletic prowess. But I think, and Chris Wall rooting for the women today. The men today in the quarterfinals against Sweden and the women tomorrow in their gold medal match against Canada. But to me, the most, I think, feel-good moment of the games. Elena Myers-Taylor is much more than Olympic champion bobsledder, and she is much more than the oldest gold medal winner in Winter Olympic history. The 40-year-old athlete is also the devoted mother of two deaf children, one with Down syndrome, and with two previous bronze medals and three silvers. Just the other day, she won her first gold medal with a win in women's monobob.
Team USA's most successful female bobsledder at the Olympics ever. This is Alana Myers-Taylor and her quest for that elusive gold. Alana Myers-Taylor has never won a gold medal at the Olympics. She has now. It's gold for the United States. The most prolific female bobsledder in history. It's her sixth Olympic medal, and she ties Bonnie Blair as the most decorated U.S. woman in Winter Olympic history.
And right after she won the gold, she signed to her deaf child, Mommy One. She also gave an interview in which she said, God put me here for a specific reason. I don't think it's just to win medals. At the end of the day, I'm in this sport to glorify God. So if that means I come in last place or I win the gold medal, that's what I'm going to do. So cheers to Alana Myers-Taylor. Congratulations on an incredible athletic feat. More importantly, a human feat, and not just an athlete, but a great mother and wife as well. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, and at Temple University, disturbing video now has emerged of Muslim students at Temple. And again, many of these are foreign students. And I want you to listen carefully. They are studying in the United States at Temple in Center City, Philadelphia. And here's what they had to say about the United States.
So we see this existential connection between the Palestinian students movement and the political prisoners. So the Palestinian student, the day after of Oslo, they changed their activism from the campus to the armed struggle.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
We know it's a victory when a red triangle goes above an Israeli soldier's head and the pig gets iced. Like, we know that's a victory. We know it's a victory when prisoners break out. We know it's a victory when all these things happen. But a lot of people don't necessarily know that. And it's not their fault they don't know that. It's our fault.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism and the system of extraction that it relies on to perpetuate itself. And we will do it by organizing in a manner that actively undermines and destabilizes the legitimacy and the, you know, power of the state and the power and legitimacy of capitalism.
These are students studying here in the United States of America at Temple University. Some foreign, some seem like they might be American, but they have been completely brainwashed and indoctrinated into radical far left ideology. The goal, to dismantle the United States, or as you heard from the last student, our job is to destroy the United States and capitalism, etc. So if these students are foreign and they're studying here, I'm hoping that the State Department gets a hold of this video and this audio and they revoke their visas, because we don't want to grant people access to the United States who seek to dismantle it and or destroy it. And hopefully Secretary Rubio and others will get a hold of this video and audio. It's 8:51. Coming up next, Maryland's first Inspector General will not be reappointed. And how, while cutting services disability, the Moore regime seems to be paying a lot of money to state employees. You're listening to KC and Company.
Inspiration grows here. The Maryland Home and Garden Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. February 28th through March 1st and March 6th through 8th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. See Craig Conover from Bravo's Southern Charm and Matt Blashoff from HGTV's Yard Crashers. Plus, stroll through seven blossoming feature gardens. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Garden Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
353, final traffic report on the morning. Traffic weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Still pretty foggy around a lot of the areas right now, so low beams are on for a little while longer this morning and still backed up. Even on the Beltway, the outer loop northeast side is even before Bel Air Road all the way to Providence Road. The inner loop through Pikesville, a little better now. The west side is still there, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. We're still 35 to 45 minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels from earlier problems this morning have not recovered. Still backed up to the city-county line and back through Rosedale on 95 southbound. So, again, you factor in that extra time as well. They're working on a couple of accidents in the city. Hilton Parkway north of Edmondson Avenue and one at Northern Parkway at Green Spring at the top of the hill west of the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild, mid-50s today for the high. Chance of stray showers overnight and rain maybe Thursday and Friday. Right now we're at 36 with some fog in Pasadena and 36 in Middle River. Well, you know, there is a call for a statewide inspector general, and that's going to meet a resounding thud here in the state of Maryland because these Democrats, they don't want any forensic. The issue with auditing, I think auditing takes way too long. I've called for a forensic audit for years, but I think now we need to use technology and be able to reconcile with some kind of electronic reconciliation, which I think is faster using fractal technology. We've had him on as a guest, Jay Valentine, in the past with his company, because we know what's happened in Minnesota. We know what's happening in California with voter fraud. Maine is having issues. Massachusetts just discovered massive fraud that's going to make Minnesota look like child's play. And I know we have it here in Maryland. Absolutely. I know we have it here. But in this particular case, Maryland's first Inspector General for Education has not been reappointed. Rick Henry will not serve a second term. Both Henry and Governor Moore's office confirmed the decision to the Baltimore Sun on Tuesday. Henry said he reapplied for the job. He wanted to come back and was told the governor would be taking a different direction. Now, this is a guy that came to the job with a background U.S. Marshal Service. In addition to serving as the executive director for the State Education Department's Office of Compliance, and it was he was the one that discovered the grade-changing scandal in Baltimore City Schools. Not that it meant anything, because nothing was done. And Baltimore County's 2020 ransomware attack. And so, why would the governor want to go in a different direction? Rick Henry was doing an incredible job, just on education. And again, I think he's been honest with all the superintendents, and he's basically played it right down the middle.
I think he's been independent. I don't think he's taken any kind of partisan sides. But again, Democrats don't want anybody. That's what we saw with Kathy Klausmeier and Kelly Madigan. They don't want anybody to be able to track them and where the money's going. For instance, Fox 45 has found that while Governor Moore is talking about $150 million in reductions to the Developmental Disabilities Administration, nearly $62 million of that would fall on the self-directed services program, we're finding out that those individuals are going to be laid out to dry. But analysis of the Maryland Department of Health's payroll data, listen to this, found that the top 6% of the Maryland Department of Health, nearly 500 employees, are making more than Governor Wes Moore's $188,000 annual salary. Collectively, that small group, 500 people, take home nearly $442 million. Dollars. That's roughly 18% of the agency's total payroll. Joan Warren, whose daughter was born with a rare genetic disorder, says that they're going to have to, they aren't even going to have a living wage. Those adults and others and children with developmental disabilities. She found that $49 million went out in overtime pay. 43% of that overtime going to these 500 top earners. In some cases, individuals earned more than $100,000 in overtime alone, on top of their six-figure base salary. So while there's a lot of outrage at the corporate salaries of BG&E, in fact, there's a bill that was introduced to limit the compensation of corporate executives at BGE, where's the concern from Maryland legislators about 500 people raking in $142 million, making nearly $200,000 or more in a state agency that they're looking to cut services to those in desperate need? I think the answer really is to cut those employees and get people that are willing to work for a decent wage and maybe even work harder. Now, I don't know why there's such overtime. Maybe they're understaffed, and maybe they do need to have a lot more employees there. But until we get into this reconciliation process where we can find out, are there people that legitimately are working overtime, or was it like the, the Dunbar football coach? Claimed he was running, working overtime, and he was filmed out on the middle of the Chesapeake on his boat. Unbelievable. But that's what happens in a one-party-dominated, one-party-rule state, in a state where the Maryland GOP is, I wouldn't even say token opposition, because they can't stop anything. They can't get anything really passed. All they can do is make us aware of some of the bills and some of the outrages that are happening. So that's why we need a change. That's why you need to go to WCBM.com, sign our petition. Save our state. We need to send an SOS out to all Marylanders. It is time to wake up and smell the coffee and make sure you can do it here in the state of Maryland. Stay tuned. Kim is up next. We're back tomorrow morning. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.